last time on the Don and Mike Show.
The world's greatest.
She's fantastic. Are you going to tell her about the fantasy?
The fantasy is that...
Me and Frieda make out.
Yeah.
And not to mention, honey, I'm not a lesbian.
Well, you know what? Neither is my wife. Hey, Leah, seriously.
What?
Would you manipulate my prostate?
Oh, God. The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, really?
Boy, let's get some beer and chips and have a real time.
You can get it.
Oh, really?
Move to your left.
Get on, Danny.
Move to your right. It's on in my show. The best thing you're going to find.
Get on, Danny.
It's on in my show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Now, this is the spot I've chosen to be. Let's now welcome, once and forever, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Phil R.J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
There he is, little Rob Spiewak. Isn't he marvelous? Hello, Rob.
Hey, old friend. I see his face. Hey, you know what they say, though.
What?
Phil is the master. We are simply his minions.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Coyne and all the ships at sea. It's like a 4 solid hour prostate manipulation.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello. Thank you for listening, everybody. New episode coming at you on Wednesday. October 18th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. That's your hotline to the hits. You can call us at any time. 877-365-3636. The Don and Mike Show coming to you via the auspices of Westwood One.
What?
I just rarely get to say this, but thanks for giving me the call this morning about wearing the black T-shirt, the black mock turtleneck from Nike Day.
Well, Mike, what can I say? But
welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world. It's Nike turtleneck day.
Won't you come on in?
No.
Yeah, won't you come on in, man?
For the discerning gentleman. To try to hide the fact that he has many chills.
For the gentleman with impeccable taste.
Man. Welcome in.
Step into my heart.
Yep, we're dressed queer today. We're in the same clothes.
We like to wear each other's clothes.
But it's not as bad as when we wear Hawaiian shirts on the same day.
Yeah, and it's like some kind of an event. Like we have to go somewhere.
You and mine today.
And welcome to the show, national show and all that jazz. Don and Mike Show right here. Want to start now, gentlemen in charge, by saying to our fabulous listeners in Washington, D.C. who listen to the show every day and support us on WJFK-FM.
This is great.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I had a little snot bubble come out there.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Doesn't quite deserve a thank you, Buzz, because it was half cough, half snot bubble.
That didn't even deserve a God bless you.
No.
And I took that moment just to snort it all back in. We do want to take...
What are we getting our flu shots here?
We do want to take a moment to thank you for listening to the show, because we got the summer ratings today, the Arbitron ratings, and once again...
You did it, Washington, D.C.
Yep. Wow. Number one.
Let me play that again, because I think you talked over that.
Sorry.
There you go, this thing right here.
Number one, yes. The show is rated number one, 12 plus, with a 6.7 share. We're also number one, this sets a record now. The show is rated number one in 40 different demographics.
Oh, my God.
In the Washington, D.C. market. Among men and women, we're number one among everybody, 12 plus.
That's ladies and guys.
Number one, 12 to 54, 12 to 64.
Right.
You know what that is right there? That's your womb to the tomb, 12 to 64.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That's everybody.
Number one, adults 18 plus, 18 to 44, 18 to 49, 18 to 54, 18 to 64. Number one, adults 25 plus. Number one, adults 25 to 34, 12 to 44, 12 to 49, 12 to 54, 12 to 64, 35 to 44, 35 to 49. We're number one.
Number one.
In virtually every category in the ratings.
Where are our prizes?
And we want to thank you for adults.
Did we get prizes in the spring?
But when the show is number one among all listeners, 12 plus and over,
right,
which is the beauty pageant.
That's right. Even though we get, you know, the reason we're here is to bring a certain demographic, when it's 12 plus, when it's everybody, we call it the beauty pageant, but they get very excited around here when it's the beauty pageant, and usually... We get prizes.
Right. I mean, even Ken, even the cheap-ass Ken Stevens, has given us prizes when the show is finished, number one, 12 plus.
You don't think there's a chance that Alan Linewand, our general manager here in Washington, didn't realize that he set a precedent.
Mike, I have in my hand an envelope.
Oh, very good.
Get ready for disappointment.
Oh, no.
I can tell you right now, from feeling this envelope...
There's nothing in there?
There ain't nothing in here. See the envelope, Charlie?
Charlie Broyhill coming in all curious.
Left in the mailbox.
He gave you that much because on the phone he said, why? Why would I give you anything?
It's to Don and Mike from Alan, okay? Personal and confidential.
Ah. So is there a prize in there?
A prize.
Not unless you consider a prize to be...
Oh, it's on the station.
On station letterhead.
He probably had Terry write it for him.
It says, Don and Mike, congratulations on a fantastic rating book. Once again... Keep it coming. Thank you. My best regards.
Oh, that's nice.
Alan. That sucks.
And then he drew
that little smiley face underneath it.
I bet he didn't draw. I bet Charlie's absolutely right.
Sure.
That's Terry.
My best regards.
Best regards. We got prizes last time.
One prize.
Didn't we do better this time?
Yes.
He says this one, it's not the same.
Yeah, here's
why. Because it's the summertime when everybody's on vacation and we're in here working?
Yeah right. You know, but keep in mind that if the ratings had come back and we sucked ass, the summer ratings would have been important.
Oh, you better believe it. Sure. They'd use that. If we were horrible, they'd use that opportunity to come in here and make changes.
As a way to harness the show. But now, we're number one, and you know what?
Everybody should get prizes.
I've not heard a word from anybody who even works here today.
Huh, no, you know what we got? We got Tim McWilliams coming into the office upstairs saying, hey, I feel it's going to be a great show today, guys. I feel it's going to be, you're hot today, which is a very positive thing.
Yes,
but it's, you know, it's not the recognition, but, you know.
And furthermore, when I got the call this morning at home, because they called me with the raise, I get the call, not from Alan, and not from Ken, I get the call from the gerbil. You know, it's the gerbil who calls and says, hey, you guys are number one, 12 plus. I said, oh, great. And I wrote down some of the numbers, you know, because he got a 6.7 share overall. He said, oh, and Ken wants me to tell you, he loves you.
God.
So that's what it's come to.
Secondhand.
That is our lot in life now.
You know, those are great ratings.
Yeah.
Whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall, those are great ratings.
And make no bones about it. The thanks really goes to you guys who listen.
Yeah, we know that.
And admit it to the ratings company. And thank God you do, because what it really means, and I know we say this every 3 months when the ratings come out, but what it means is we're going to now be able to have some more breathing room where they're not going to be, you know, telling us what to do, telling us what's right, and telling us what's wrong.
And don't think for a second that, you know, that we don't know that that's the reason. I mean, the reason is because you guys listen to this show. That is the reason. However, with that said, it is extremely extremely important to bust the chops of management.
Right, we need a prize.
Because prizes are required when you win. You know what? That's what it should be also. But, you know, we don't get prizes when we don't win the beauty pageant. We never do. We don't even think about it, okay?
No.
But when we win the beauty pageant, we get prizes.
I mean, it's like every other ratings book. We're number one, 12 plus. We're always number one in all demos, 25, 54, 18 to 34, all that junk.
And we're never above begging for prizes. We've done this for so long. We've done this for years.
You know, and the problem is that the last time we won the beauty pageant, he came in with the crystal decanters.
Which really was, very thoughtful. I know you appreciated yours, and I loved mine. It was fantastic.
Right. Well, you know what they are around here? They're spoiled.
They're spoiled. They think, oh,
they're spoiled.
Yes, one time they give you the little decanter.
Hey, and Robbie, give me my bag for a second.
Yeah.
So I want to point something out. It's not like we're here riding the crest of the highest rated station in D.C. either, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like we're, you know, I don't want to say we're keeping the station afloat.
I would just like to point out that we're not riding an incredible wave of popularity for WJFK, which is the 9th rated radio station in Washington, D.C.
Yes, edging into the top 10.
Yeah. Ouch. The morning show here is in, let me check this out. Well, he's in third place.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's okay. Not bad.
Right. The midday show here, that's in, let me see.
Hope he's on the first page.
Well, you know what, Mike?
What?
Hold on. They got the pages out of order.
Oh, of course they do.
Wait a second. Give me a second. The midday show at this radio station is in, 13th place.
Uh-huh.
And the nighttime show on this station is in 7 to midnight. Let me see. WJFK.
We got it?
Well, hold on, looking right off. 11th place.
Okay, so I think really, Ben, what did you say? What place is this show in?
First place.
First place. Oh, first. Prize place. Number one prize place. Prizes. Cracker Jack box. Open it. Open it for Don and Mike and everybody on the show. Don and Mike and Buzz and Rob and Lisa and Charlie.
Yeah. Right.
But no prizes. Everybody should get prizes.
There's no prizes because it's the summer book. Yeah. And it's funny how that works. That it doesn't count in the summer book if you do good.
Uh-huh. Right.
But can I tell you something? Trust me. You know the disc jockey who finished number 3 and the disc jockey finished number 13
uh-huh.
and the disc jockey finished number 11?
Right.
They're going to get the Riot Act read to them today.
Yes.
To them, the summer book will be portrayed as a very important book.
Yeah. To us. Right. It's just the summertime.
Yeah, just the summer book. Don't worry about it, guys.
I mean, we need prizes.
You're number one. Don't worry about it. Oh, Ken Stevens on the telephone.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Really?
Here we go. Imagine that. Now, he's going to say, I love you, but we now know that is worthless.
Oh, yeah, because he uses that with all of his other bitches.
Since he tosses I love yous around,
right.
You know, to all of the hoes in the company.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Ken Stevens speaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Stevens.
Ken Stevens, everybody, our general manager from WNEW.
A polite round of golf applause for Mr. Ken Stevens.
I have an apology to make, but I have a very nice gift coming to you for the summer book, but I'm not in Washington today. I'm in Philadelphia, and the local people at the radio station who were supposed to take care of it have clearly dropped the ball.
Really? Okay.
Really?
Keep talking. We like it so far.
Okay, so there is a prize for coming in first place?
Oh, of course there is.
You know,
thank you.
We were discussing that, you know, in our demographics, we're always number one, and we're consistently number one, but in the beauty pageant, you know, we go from number one to number two, and occasionally, you know, with number one in the beauty pageant, the 12-plus beauty pageant, we've become accustomed to getting some sort of small prize.
No,
or large prize.
That's a huge, huge thing.
It is a huge thing. There you go. Thank you.
That big without some reward. And,
thank you.
I had hoped that it would be delivered to you while you were...
thank God it's not this note that I received from your minion, Bill Belichick. I mean, listen to this, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to this, Coach Parcells. Belichick writes, Don and Mike, congratulations on... Keep it coming. My best regards, Alan.
And there's the happy face.
Yeah, and he drew a little happy face underneath it.
Did the check fall on the floor, maybe, when you opened the envelope?
No, there's nothing in there. There's dust in there.
Nothing there.
I think there was a dried ladybug in there, maybe.
You know what this is? He just gave me personalized toilet paper.
And it was on the station letterhead, too. You know, those little fold-em-up note cards that you give salespeople to drop off at the car dealerships?
Right.
The ones that say not for internal use.
And Ken, I know there's something. I know there's something you'd like to say to us, and frankly, I don't even know why I'm asking for it, because I know it's cheapened, because now I know you say it to every disc jockey who garners you a rating point.
He says it to all of his bitches.
That's just not true.
But isn't there something you'd like to say to us?
I love you guys.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
See, even when your pimp has more than one bitch,
it's nice to get an I love you.
You still like to hear it from your main pimp.
We keep coming back to our
show. That hurts me. That hurts.
I'll tell you what hurt me. What hurt me on Sunday, when I put myself out of my deathbed, Jesus Christ, to go do my extra job on the Redskins, and you come up to the broadcast booth, and I mean, I just come from the doctor and had another IV in my arm, and I'm sitting up there doing the pregame show, and you say, how are you feeling? And I said, oh, I feel better, thanks. And you said, this is a quote, you look at me right straight in the eye, and you go, you look like S. You know,
I wouldn't have said that if you really did look like S. You look great.
You look like S-H-I.
Yeah.
Then I put my headphones on and turned
everybody
around.
Else in the booth knew I meant that as a compliment.
Well, that's a compliment.
And speaking of Tim McWilliams again, Tim McWilliams said he looked jaundiced. on Monday, Tim McWilliams said he looked jaundiced.
So he would know what jaundice looks like.
All right, so Ken, there is a fabulous prize coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just not sure after getting off the phone with them when, but
well, I mean,
I guess that'll make the anticipation all the better.
Well, I mean, it'll be wonderful to get it if we get it today. I think if it comes later than today's show, the prize won't be really worth much to us.
Yeah, well, we'll see how much cloud I have at a distance, but
very good.
Okay.
A lot better than a hug from me.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for your love.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Ken Stevens saying, and I love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask him for his favorites, but he's off the telephone.
That's what all good street hoes do. Yeah, they ask their pimp if we're the favorites.
That's right. Aren't we your best?
Do we wear the spandex better than the other bitches? Are we pretty?
Tell us we're pretty, Ken. Are we your prettiest bitches, Ken?
Tell us how pretty we are.
Come on, Ken.
Can we spend the night with you tonight, Ken? All the other bitches get to go back to their crib.
And Ken, we don't even care if you hit us. That's all right, Ken.
You treat us fine.
You're the man, Ken.
We're your bitches.
We sleep in your BMW, Ken. We'd be glad to.
All right. Well, that's good that he called.
So those ratings are good, and again, thank you to you, the good folks who listen to the show and make the show number one rated.
Yeah.
You know, and we only mention this, well, partly so we could get prizes, you know, from the boss, but also because I'm more than sure that when you open the Washington Post tomorrow and they have the ratings recap,
right,
they will write how, you know, HUR had a good book or KYS had a good book. And in the last paragraph, it'll say, oh, yes, and Don and Mike continued their dominance at Afternoon Drive.
Or maybe he'll talk about, you know, touring the streets of Fire Island with the listener's girlfriend.
The listener's girlfriend. So anyway, thank you. It's great. Number one in 40 different demos in this book, and that is an all-time record. So thank you.
Marvelous.
And listen, I swear to God, as soon as I get off my deathbed, we are going to have a blowout Las Vegas-style show, a thank-you-style show.
Fantastic.
And that'll be a blowout. Just let me feel just a little bit better.
How are you feeling, incidentally? I was worried about you yesterday with your throat, and you sound a little better today. And,
My throat's just oogie because of the medicine that I'm taking.
But I mean, are you feeling better?
Yeah, yeah. Today is the first day that I've gone IV free.
Oh, really?
Hey, I didn't have to stop by the doctor today to get a nice packet of stuff shoved into my arm.
That's good. So no more sticking stuff in your arm.
Yeah, feeling good. Better. Good. Feeling better.
Except for the normal stuff that we stick in our arms before the show.
You know, we're not pathetic.
The steroids that we take before we go on.
You're not pathetic. I am. Last night, I went out to dinner last night with my doctor. Oh. How pathetic is that?
That is very sad.
You go out to eat with your doctor.
It's also a sign you're getting older.
Yeah.
You know, when you start dining and socializing with professional people, you know, it's
You know, he said, well, you could come by or we could just meet. We could just meet at AOBA and have dinner.
Right.
I went, okay, that's what we'll do. I'll meet you there. Right. So it's like, while we're waiting for the food to be brought over, he's like, okay, let me get a good look at you. And he's had me do this, like pull my eyes down so he can look into my eyes. And he's asking me questions. What's in the restaurant? He's going like, have you had any blood in your urine?
Right.
Do you have any discharge? Is there any...
Have you had any discharge during this whole thing?
Yeah, I did last week. I had a little discharge.
Yay!
Are you having any problem urinating? And I mean, you know, he's asking me this. while we're waiting for the sushi to show up.
Well, I suppose it's better than when the sushi was at the table.
I guess so.
But now, when he lifted your eyes, and he put both his hands in, and he lifted your, pulled your eyes
down. No, he had me do that and just look across the
and
table.
He looked into your eyes. Is that when he kissed you?
Yeah. That was later in his car. And of course, when I woke up again, my butt was bleeding.
Oh, no.
God damn, my butt was bleeding.
But you did have plenty of cranberry juice, yep. So it was okay.
Yes, I did. And once I got up today and I felt, you know, relatively speaking, much better. Didn't feel the need to stop by the doctor and get another IV of antibiotic. My wife thought that it would be a great time to leave and go to Los Angeles.
She's on her way. Is she out there now?
She should be. I think her plane arrives like in an hour and a half from now.
So she'll be enjoying the L.A. lifestyle for about 24 hours or a little more than 24 yeah. hours without you.
Yeah, I won't be out there till the middle of the night tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And she was off on her way to the airport, and the car drove away. And about 5 minutes later, the phone rang, and I was sure it was my wife calling to say, listen, I love you. I hope, you know, you're okay and that you know, you don't have any health problems.
Of course.
In the 2 days that we're going to be apart here. I pick up the phone, and no, it was actually the Screen Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
It was SAG.
Huh. What'd they want?
Well, they were calling to tell me that because I'm going to be on King of Queens Friday night.
Yes.
And because it is a principal role,
right,
with more than one line,
right,
that means I owe the Screen Actors Guild $1,260.
Well,
welcome.
Well, you're going to get
$600 for being on the show. So what? Basically,
oh
what
my
it,
God, are you kidding
basically
me?
Basically, what it means is that I'm paying $600 to be able to be on the show King of Queens on Friday night.
Did they tell you, like, how much money you'll get every time that show runs? Because,
no.
I mean, obviously you're going to get some.
No.
But you'll get the same thing like we got on Babylon 5, which is like a check for $2.50.
I think it'll be bigger now.
Yeah,
really?
Well, yeah. Like maybe it'll be $7 or $8
an
episode.
Yeah, it'll be 9, 10, who knows?
So let me see if I got this right. So because you're getting paid $600 to be on this show, you have the privilege of paying the union.
Yes.
$1,000.
$1,200.
$1,200.
$60. And furthermore, she said that they would very gratefully give me 5 days leniency since they've just told me about this. And if I didn't pay it, and of course I'm going to pay it immediately, if I didn't pay it, mm-hmm. they would be forced to contact King of Queens and have them pull the episode because my SAG dues have not been paid.
You know what?
I didn't even know that I owed money to SAG.
Now, is this back dues that you're paying
to
SAG?
No, this is because this role with more than one line
puts you into a different tier.
Right, yes,
right.
And to get into the next tier, you have to pay more dues.
But there's a bright side. Because when you get your principal role on Yes, Dear, you'll already be caught up. So you actually might turn a profit through this whole thing.
Break even at least.
Yeah, oh, you're right, because I got $600 from doing that voice thing for Yes, Dear.
Right.
So that'll help. Now,
right.
Mike might also have to pay if he gets out on Yes, Dear, though.
Yeah, but, I go back a ways. And, you know, maybe we're going to get in trouble by talking about our union. But I'll tell you, because I know they're on strike, and you need to support the union when they're on strike. But let me tell you something.
No, AFTRA sucks.
I remember when I was
I don't know anything about SAG, but AFTRA sucks.
I was a college kid, and I got a job as a desk assistant for NBC News downtown in downtown Washington. They, you know, when they walk up to a kid that's, 19, 20 years old, they lean on you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Even at a job like that, they said, mm-hmm. They want their money up front before you earn any money. I've never understood that as long as I've lived. Look who's being quiet. Look at Mr. Vested over there. Look at Mr. Vested
right.
Who's not saying a word.
Yeah.
It sucks, Buzz.
Yeah,
so
it's rough.
So it's rough. Yes, sir. Now, are you getting money from are you getting your pension yet?
Not yet. No, of course not.
Oh, listen, and it's obvious that they deal with lots of people who are creative who have problems paying their bills.
Uh-huh.
Because
oh, sure,
I said to the girl on the telephone, I said, okay, well, listen, I'll just give you a credit card. She said, no, we only accept cashier check, certified check, or money order.
Because they really want to make it easy for the talent.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that totally sucks.
You know, then I have to explain to this girl on the phone, I said, well, my mommy's on the plane,
right?
And my mommy's on the way out there right now, and my mommy runs all the money in my house, and I don't have the money right now. She says, that's okay, as long as Frida, and at this point, the lady, it was the SAG office downtown, she knows who I am.
Right.
She said, As long as Frida gets us the check by Tuesday or Wednesday, everything will be fine.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, welcome to my world.
They wield that threat, too. They will threaten somebody. Yeah. You know, it's like, imagine the guy that's an extra, you know, that's a lifelong extra, and gets a chance really to get a principal role, and probably doesn't have a lot of money.
Right.
You know, they're talking about, you know, the big strike. And,
hey,
and
listen, hello, I don't have a lot of money. I mean, that's...
But you know what I'm saying.
That's a lot of money, $1,200.
But you're employed. I'm talking about the, you know, the people that probably don't have a job, and this, you know, all of a sudden they get this, and it's like, hey, pay this money. You know, pay this money before you can even work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's weird. I don't get it.
Stocks on ice. So anyway, she couldn't be concerned with it. I couldn't get a hold of her on the cell phone because I think she was already, you know, on her way to Valium / Mimosa. Fear of flying heaven for her 5-hour trip out to Los Angeles.
There you go.
Where she does plan on picking me up at the airport, though.
Well, that's nice.
Tomorrow night.
That'll be nice for you. Yeah. I mean, that really in the wee hours of the morning. So it'll be, what, about 11 o'clock out there?
Yeah, that's like midnight or 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not
something like that. Los Angeles time. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's on the phone? Oh, I see. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Here's a guy who's in SAG, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Leonard?
Mike.
Leonard.
Hey, I don't have the new breakdowns in front of me because they just raised the rate, and you got in just in time for that. But you'll be getting a much healthier check than you previously got. They break it down like you'll get 600 and change your first time through, and then on the next rerun you'll get like 430.
Ooh,
oh, okay, that's not bad.
And then the next rerun you get like 2-something, and it goes down to about $80, and then it'll kick back up to 600 again, and then you'll just keep going.
Wow, well, see, that's better than...
You know what that means?
When we were on...
That means I'm changing my plans for this weekend.
When we were on Babylon 5, like 5 years ago,
right.
When we get a residual check for that, well, I brought the checks in and burned them on the air. The right. Checks are like for 98 cents and junk like that.
Do you know what that means? That means you now have a vested interest in King of Queens going syndicated.
Yes, getting to 100 episodes.
Because if they go syndicated, I mean, that's why there's all that money.
Well, it's a different breakdown in syndication.
Oh, it is?
But even if it reruns like once in the summer and then it happens to hit again, you're going to make your money back there. And okay. If it goes into syndication...
Oh, hold on. I got a thought on this. Hold on a second, please.
Oh, Don has an answer to that. I don't think so.
No, nope, I don't think that was sponsorable. Sorry about that.
That was a fine effort, though. And you know what? It was the first effort since you've been back from your illness.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't take a lot of courage. People don't realize just how much courage that took. At the side of feeling better.
Let me give you one of these for it.
Oh, all right. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you for the breakdown on the money. Do appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, have you seen that Dow Jones recently?
Oh, my God.
It's below the magical 10,000 mark.
Yeah, it tanked today.
Again. Are you S-ing me?
No, I'm not S-ing you, man.
Let me tell you something. I was working out.
Window.
I'm on the machine this morning.
That everybody, it's time to get up on the roof and jump.
You know, I'm supposed to be at that, you know all about heart rate. You're supposed to be at that, like, 130 heart rate, 140 mm-hmm. heart rate. I'm on the machine today, and I'm doing kind of an easy workout, and I look up at the TV screen, and it says Dow down 400 points, over 400 points, and my heart rate went up to 740.
When we went on the air half an hour ago, the Dow was down 66. Now it's down 116.
So what's
2791.
Yeah, that is nothing compared to what it was this morning. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, oh, I know.
This morning I looked at it. The Dow was down over 400 points,
yeah.
And the Nasdaq was was down over 200 points. It was unbelievable.
Now jump, everybody.
It was incredible, and it's still, I think, below, because it's down 116. It's below that magical 10,000.
As the Pointer Sisters say, jump,
jump,
jump. As Van Halen says, jump. Go ahead and jump.
It's horrible. I mean, it's weird. I mean, a lot of weird stuff going on in the world, and that's what they say is causing it.
I'll have a prize for the first stockbroker who jumps today.
That'd be great. Sure,
a nice prize for your family.
I just can't stand it anymore.
A trip to Rome we're giving away next Friday.
Hey, that's nice.
I'll give that to the family of the first stockbroker who jumps off a window today.
Yeah, if the...
jumps off a ledge out a window.
If the stockbroker has a life insurance policy, the family would get probably a nice little life insurance bonus and a trip to Rome.
Right. Be the first. Come on, do something for your family.
There you go.
Jump out a window. Kill yourself. Hi, Charlie.
How high up does that window have to be?
That window would have to be. It would have to be at least...
Something that would kill you?
It would have to be like one of those New York buildings.
Yeah, skyscrapers style.
It require a fatality?
Oh, absolutely.
Require fatality, okay, sure. And you couldn't just jump off your roof of your house.
Okay, you'd have to kill yourself.
Yes, you'd have to kill yourself. You would seriously have to, and it would have to be stock market related.
You have to realize that this is the last ultimate selfless act here. You're taking your own life to you know, give your family a trip to Rome.
Right,
because you've lost everything in the stock market.
I just want to make sure that it's not going to be someone jumping out of the first floor window of their house.
No. And keep in mind, even if you were to kill yourself today, mm-hmm, to win the prize, to win the trip to Rome, we wouldn't give you the prize unless it was proven that the reason you jumped was because you've lost everything in the stock market.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, we'd have to get some sort of financial statement as well.
And a death certificate.
And a death certificate.
Yeah, so right. While you're at it, I think you should require that they take a cell phone on the way down with them.
Yeah, that would add to the moment.
Or a wireless phone. I mean, just something.
Right. But if you're going to jump and kill yourself, which is what I've advised all along, mm-hmm, you know, as soon as it goes below 10,000.
Yeah, time to jump.
Time to jump. If you're going to jump, make sure you leave documentation,
right,
that you're jumping because you've lost everything.
Sure.
And because you want your family to win a free trip to Rome from the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, then you can make the initial call, and then, of course, your family will collect the prize. And I hope we hold that signal on the way down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hoo-ah.
Hi.
Hey, you graybeard, give it up. That thing is so old and shriveled up, stop trying to fart on the air.
Right, come again?
You can't handle it. You're gas.
Oh, no, now hold on a second. That's a totally unfair comment.
You are criticizing the first fart I've had since being in the hospital?
Hey, half a kidney, no kidney, come on. You got to put up a better effort than that.
That took an amazing amount of courage, sir.
Can I remind you of a streak that I was on in the studios of WNEW just 60 days ago, one time when I had, I believe, 24, 25 farts in one show.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I'll go further than that. I say you're going to be back for the Subway Series.
Can I remind you of your own rule? We move forward, ever forward.
No, except when you're looking back in the record books.
Yeah, when we're talking about track records here, and I am moving forward when I say, for the Subway Series, I predict you're going to have one of those awesome
homes.
And, you know, it's usually got to be
back.
It's got to be New York when you really deliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I'll probably have my best effort next week when we're up there to watch the game.
Yatza Popper, something like that.
All right, thank you.
Hey.
What?
In the food section of the GNC store, the other day you talked about non-alcoholic beer.
All right, now I'm going to try another one.
Beer and lack.
Hold on. He's going to try another one, sir.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you are mocking? You are mocking my fart?
Oh, trick or treat, yeah.
F you! I'm here farting for your listening pleasure.
Now listen, I want to remind you, you're just a few days back after your illness. Yeah. Don't try too hard. I don't want to get a gurney in here.
I am straining my sphincter for you.
That's right.
To give you the highest quality show.
It's an amazing sign, though. It's like, you know, a professional athletic team when you just see, don't. Now, you stop that. You stop
I'm
doing
just,
that.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm just squeezing out a couple of little silent ones.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going to be an episode. It's going to be the opening of the Beverly Hillbillies in here in a second. Jed's going to find a bubbling crew.
Nope, I got nothing else.
Oh, dear.
I'll let you know if anything happens, though.
Very dangerous.
Listen, and I do have an update for those of you listening to us on WNEW in New York. I know we went to that whole ridiculous thing with that doofus and his message board yesterday.
Right.
I finally figured out what's going on there. That when I got home last night, I got on the internet and I went to this New York message board and I saw that there had to be maybe 75 messages about the conversation we had about that message board.
About the guy that's dead to us?
Right. So I didn't look at him, just, oh, well, that's a good response. Mm-hmm. I got up this morning, turned on the computer, went to the same site. I noticed, all of those messages have been deleted.
Aha. Uh-huh. Huh.
Then I get an email from a friend of mine who says something that somebody actually called the show yesterday and said, to get into this site to post your message, what you have to do is you have to go through the guy who lives in his basement,
right,
and jerks off to old air checks of Dan Ingram.
You have to get a password.
You have to get a password, which means,
and if you send a message that's negative about him, he won't give you a password to post that on the site.
Yeah, so if you go to that message board now, and I know a lot of our listeners have tried to go there, mm-hmm, and try to post pro messages about the show, there's not a chance they're going to get through.
Exactly.
There's not a chance because the guy's controlling the content of this board. So that's the latest there.
That's the scam.
And I think, you know, if you got such big balls to write your theories on radio from your basement of your mom's house, you should at least have the balls to let the stuff go through that people write.
Yep. But you know he won't do that.
No, of course I know he won't do it.
That's right. But he's
not a chance.
But he's dead to us.
I've not mentioned his name, you'll notice. Because he is
dead to us.
He's deceased. He's dead. And I know. I promised I wouldn't continue with it.
I know.
And I won't today.
You did promise.
It's just, it's not fair. It's not fair that all the people that listen to the show want to get on there and give their 2 cents, yet they can't.
I know.
I know. It's not fair. We're moving on right now. Watch me, Mike. Watch as we move on.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
This is the guy that with the girl's voice.
I just wanted to know if what Rob's wearing.
Now, come on now. Use your boy's voice.
I want to know about.
Or is, you know, or this could be
this
the
is
girl.
Chris.
Yeah.
Or this could be the girl who calls and really asks what everybody on the show is wearing.
Right, what is Rob wearing?
Okay, let's bet. What do you think?
I say it's Chris.
Huh?
Say something else. Say something else so I can decide who you are.
I need to know. I just need to know, please.
I'm afraid I can't bet against you, Mike. I think it's Chris also.
It's a guy.
Is Rob there?
Yeah, Connie, I think maybe that's the only way we'll get a payoff here if Rob comes to the phone.
Yeah, Rob's here.
Could he tell me?
I think it's a guy, but I don't think it's Chris. It's a different voice.
Maybe it's a different guy.
I think it is a guy, though. I'm wearing leather hot pants and a wife beater t-shirt and work boots, but no socks.
Okay.
Now use your real voice.
Now, come on.
I'm not a guy.
And now we're forever going to not be. You know, now the basic demarcation of the sexes will be questioned on this show.
Is this the person that calls and asks what someone different is wearing all the time?
I've called, yeah.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name?
Yeah, come on. You're a guy.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Use the guy voice, please.
Come on. Reach down and scratch your balls and tell us your real name.
Oh, my God, you guys are too much.
Look down at your penis and your scrotum and tell us what your real name is.
Oh, my God, this is too much. No, I'm not telling you my name.
Go ahead, rub your large, bulging Adam's apple and tell us who you are.
All right, what is your girl's name?
What, my girl's name?
Yeah, don't answer a question with a question.
I'm sorry, I'm still deciding whether or not I should give you a name.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Not that interested, please.
Too much work. All right, it was a girl.
I think it might have been a guy.
I know. You know, it was that shaky voice of, you know, hello.
I do know that if it was a girl, it was an ugly girl.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, cool. Why don't you guys email that dead man directly?
Okay, yeah, just give me the address.
It's right on there, asniffin@computer.home.
All right, thank you. Maybe everybody out there will email the guy, though.
Yeah, I emailed him and told him he was a bonehead.
Well, you should email him. You know, just I know he's dead to us, but I just want to share a fact with everybody, okay, from the information we got yesterday. Uh-huh. In the event that you're going to try to get on this thing, you want to say something that's sympathetic with him first.
Right, to get your
to
way
get your
inside.
Password, and right. then you know, then you can lay it on him.
I just think it would be really awful if somebody who listens to the show was able to get a password and get into that site and hack it down.
Yeah.
That would be awful. If someone was able to hack into that site.
Be a shame.
I wouldn't be for that.
No, that's wrong.
And I'm going to
tell
anybody who maybe called the show off the air yesterday to say that they could do that.
Right.
To tell them.
No way.
Don't do that. That's not good.
Do not do that.
Don't hack into that guy's site and shut him down.
That's not fair.
Don't do that.
Don't play that. We don't play that game.
That's not nice.
Right.
That's like not allowing people who email in their own points of view to censor them. That's the same type of thing. And we don't condone that.
We can't support that.
Someone going to that website and hacking it and shutting it down.
Absolutely not ethical.
No, that's not nice.
I didn't laugh. I had something in my throat.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, buddy.
Just wanted to ask a quick question. On the King of Queens show, would your name be in the ending credits?
Yes, my name will be in the ending credits.
Are you going to use your real name or your radio name?
You know what, Don? I don't know. Probably Don Geronimo, since that's what the SAG stuff is in.
Yeah, okay. And also I think that, you know, for the people that watch the show, that they'll think it's cool to see your name like
that. Yeah. No, and that's a question that I asked a lady.
Okay.
The other day when they called from King of Queens. Will I get my name running on the right side of the screen?
Very, very cool.
At the very end of the show. Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Congrats on the number one. You guys are the best.
No, thank you. Are you calling from D.C.?
Vienna, yeah.
And we have to say it again, really. You know, we make this big deal about prizes. No, and everything, you know, it's the listeners. We really can't tell you enough how marvelous it is with each of these ratings periods that goes by year after year after year. You keep us number one, and you know, we're getting into the, you know, I don't know if they keep any kind of records for stuff like this, but we're in that great territory right here in Washington D.C. and it's fantastic.
Yeah, we do humbly thank you, and I promise, as soon as I climb off this deathbed, we will have the biggest blowout free party we've ever had.
You and I are going to be drinking spring water.
That's right. No drinking for us, Mike.
What are we going to do? How will we perform?
No drinking. Hey, nobody tell my wife I'm going to pound one bit down tonight. Absolutely, because it's just going to be Bart and I tonight.
Sure.
You know, we're number one in the ratings.
Be careful.
What the hell?
We're number one. You did that whole thing about your doctor. And I know. Just be careful.
I told him last night.
Uh-huh.
I said, there's a chance I'm going to have a drink tomorrow night.
Uh-huh. But I guess you're not like me.
When my wife is out of town,
I can't have a drink. Just kidding.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, so did you guys watch the debate last night or not?
I did, of course.
Well, I watched
Shocker.
I watched just the last part when I got back from dining with the doc. And, you know, here's the thing about baseball. Baseball is so goddamn boring, and I mean, I'm caught up in it with the whole, you know, Mets-Yankees thing,
right.
But baseball is so damn boring that the game started about 8 o'clock. I didn't get home.
I hate it when you slam the Great American Pass.
I didn't get home till about 10 o'clock last night. I get home. I turn the debate on for a second. I said to Frieda, hold on. Turn on Channel 4 and see what the Yankees are doing. It's like the fourth inning at 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, long game.
Yeah, so we were able to go back, watch the end of the debate, and then go back and watch the end of the Yankees game.
Yeah, this is, you know, at least with this story, though, is so huge. A Subway Series is, you know, this back in the old days, the last time something like this happened. And, you know, it's really, I feel great for the fans of New York City. I really do. I think it's terrific. And
you want to bet?
On the Subway Series?
Yep. You want to bet?
I'm not. You know what? Yes, I do. But I have no idea where I want to go yet. I mean, you got to remember, I'm a Red Sox fan, and I think of the Yankees pretty much invincible. I think of the Yankees is pretty much unbeatable.
I would take the Mets.
That's you know, it's going to be a great World
Series. Or I would take the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I don't know. You want to flip a coin?
No, I'll take whichever one you don't want. Since I want us to have some kind of a bet, but it has
all right,
to,
let me take you. Let me.
It has to be a good bet, though.
Let me tell you why this is difficult for me to do. Okay, when you talk about taking the Yankees, I remember 1978. I remember all the years. I remember all the years the Yankees have just urinated all over the Red Sox.
Well, then take the Mets.
Well, then I remember 1986 in the World Series with Billy Buck. Don't give an F.
Then take the Yankees.
It's hard for me. It's a very difficult thing to do.
All right, well, Rob. Flip,
I really want to. You know, I want to think
flip
about
a coin. Flip a coin on who Mike's gonna take.
Oh my God! Wait a minute. I want to pick one.
No, just flip a coin.
I'll take. You know what? For fun, I want to take the Yankees.
That's fine. I'll take the Mets.
I want the Yankees.
Let's go Mets.
All right. I'll you know, it'll put me in an enviable position for once. But you see, now I get into all sorts of weird karma things here because I'm rooting for the Yankees now. The Yankees will lose to hurt me. Because they would rather hurt me than win a world champion.
Well, then I'll give you one last chance. Do you want to switch back and take the Mets? Before you switch.
No, I love Joe Torre. I really do. I think Joe Torre's the greatest manager in baseball. I do. I think he is a cool guy, and I don't like the other guy. I'm not as big a fan of Bobby Valentine as I am of Joe Torre. Joe Torre just sits there, and he gets it done. And he's just, I think, Yankees. I'm gonna Yankees all the way.
I'll take the Mets.
And an empty each side. Do you want the dreidel to predict who will win?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Actually, all right, go ahead. Spin the dreidel, Robbie. Who will win the World Series? Dreidel.
Now, what's it going to be for the Mets?
Toil and
the Mets win.
Mets win.
The dreidel says the Mets win. See?
Hey, listen to this. Here listen to my dreidel. Here you go.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Hold on. That guy really pissed me off.
Just don't try. We just can't sponsor that.
You're trying to come back.
Like a Subway Series.
You're trying to come back too soon.
I know we can't.
Is that over there, Rob?
I know we can't. All right, so that's the bet. And we're going to have to come up on...
Yeah.
Because it's going to have to be something relatively big.
Oh, God.
Right?
I don't know if I can handle that.
Come on, I'm
looking right now at a chance.
I'll be up there with those stockbrokers.
Everybody says your guy, the surfboard, won the debate last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's back to certainly more even than it was before, but the only thing I noticed about your guy last night was, what's the deal with his mouth? What's that thing he does when he's going, he answers a question, and then it looks like maybe he's biting the inside of his cheek, but he curls his right lip in and goes... And I don't know whether he's sucking on his cheek or whether his mouth is... What is that?
That's because he's been doing coke right before the
hair. I don't know if anybody saw.
Yes.
I swear to God. How many handlers and mayhair that's just catching the light and it looks like an antenna?
Mm-hmm. Listen, you know which guy I'm for. We know which guy you're for. But I will say one bad thing about gigantic pussy when... Al Gore would ask him a question. I mean, and first off, the biggest pussy is that doughboy from PBS.
Jim Lehrer.
Cannot control the debate.
Right.
So, like, they're trying to move on to the next question, and Governor Bush, and then Bush gets up, and now this is a real pussy move.
Mm.
Instead of answering, he looks at the doughy moderator, and he goes...
he wanted help.
He goes, aren't we out of time for this question?
Yeah, that was a...
That's,
you're with a lot of analysts on
that. That's a pussy move.
That was a part of the debate. That's one of the reasons.
Did you guys notice it looked like they were about to fist fight for a minute?
Oh, and you know what? My dream almost came true because at one point...
When Bush was standing there and Al Gore stood up right behind him.
Stood up and walked toward him.
Yeah,
and
Bush turned around and was like, hey, what you doing?
It was finally, I think, of all three, it was finally one where there was a little more fireworks. And I enjoyed that part of it. And, now that's it. But once again, they went to the undecided people. And you know what? I think it was that guy, Chris Matthews, that hardball guy.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, an analyst said it. And, he's for your guy all the way, Chris Matthews.
Really shocker.
But I'll tell you this right now. He said something, these people aren't undecided. And, I think the vast majority of them...
Of course they're not. They like being on TV.
It is total crap. You had the other people who say they're still undecided, and I didn't trust them because I think they're just still undecided because they want to be on the TV.
Right, of course they do. So listen, for the Mets versus the Yankees.
Okay, all right, we'll do something. We'll think of something, maybe down Manhattan.
Okay, excellent.
Like we have to sit out in a diaper with the other team's hat on or something like that.
I would do that.
Yeah, I'd do that.
I mean, I would watch you do that because I'm positive the Mets will win.
You know that little courtyard area?
You'd have to sit there. How about this? You have to sit
in a baby pool.
You have to sit in a baby pool.
It might be cold.
It might be cold.
It will be cold. Hold on. You have to sit in an adult diaper.
Uh-huh. Okay.
With your face painted.
All right.
And if I lose, it would be Yankees. If lose, it would be Mets.
Right.
And you have to be down there on a cell phone for an hour doing the show.
Okay, and you can come in during, if it's freezing to death, you can come in during commercial break.
Yeah. The best location would be right outside AAA by the Brooklyn Diner.
Yeah.
You know that little courtyard there?
That's the perfect area. Okay, so there's
the best. Not only is that there, it faces the Hard Rock Cafe.
So if the Yankees win, you wear the Mets colors and stand outside the diner.
No,
outside.
If the Yankees win, wear the Yankees colors.
No, let me tell you why. If the Yankees win, you wear the Mets colors because that'll get you more ridicule.
Okay, I'm with you. Right.
You see, because they'll come by and go, hey, Mets suck, we beat you.
And you got to paint, whoever loses has to get their face painted like those retards. Where they get half the face red and half the face blue.
Yeah, so it'll be blue and, it'll be basically black and white for the Yankees or, blue and orange for the Mets.
And are we agreed that it's shirtless?
Yes, shirtless.
In an adult diaper?
Yes, shirtless in an adult diaper.
And if possible, in a baby pool. And if it's not if it's not too cool with water.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Cool,
yeah.
No water.
Yeah, if it's cool, no water. Right. And we just sit
about
there.
A baby pool for an hour.
Right. Or, I was thinking if we could ever get one, it might even be more humiliating now that I'm thinking about it.
What?
You know what's great is because, play this back for me when I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It might be more humiliating if we can actually get a commode. And just set a commode out there, and sit there. We can get a commode, and you have to sit on the john with your adult diaper.
I would do that.
Okay.
I would do that.
Oh, God, it gets worse.
Without a shirt on.
Without a shirt on and an adult diaper on.
Sitting on a toilet.
Right.
In Midtown Manhattan, mm-hmm. Wearing the color, with your face painted, and wearing a hat for the team that you rooted for.
Absolutely.
In the World Series.
Absolutely.
Okay. That a deal?
Yeah.
Is it a deal?
Yeah. Go Yankees.
Go Mets.
There you go.
Go Mets.
Fantastic.
National League's the hustling league.
Yeah, it's appropriate. You're a National League guy. Right. I mean, and I'm an American League
I
guy.
I like that. I love that. And, Mike, now your people are turning on you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, you can't possibly root for the Yankees. You lose your Red Sox hat, you lose everything.
Now hold on a second.
Not fair.
Now wait, man. Can I explain?
No, nope.
I am not rooting for the Yankees.
Yeah, you are. You want to win your bet, right?
I am wagering in a bet. I have an interest in the Yankees winning now, but I am not officially rooting for the Yankees.
Mike, here they come. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my people, I've betrayed them.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hi.
I need to call in. I think, Mike.
Yeah.
You're a communist.
Now I know. I'm still a Red Sox fan.
You're absolutely not. You're an import. You're an outcast.
Oh my God! Don't do this to me, my people.
No way.
Don't turn on me.
I have to turn on you. Any schizophrenic fan like me and like you say you are.
I know.
We always vote against the Rangers and we always vote against the Yankees. I'm afraid.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that you would feel better if I was rooting for the Mets?
I'm rooting for the Mets. I want the Mets to kill the Yankees. I think Torrey is I can't say it, but he's not the guy I like.
Well, I'm standing up for the same league that the Red Sox are in.
You're not in the American League. You're in the Communist League.
Well, wait a minute. Let me take you back to 1986. Do you remember 1986? Do you remember Mookie Wilson? Do you remember that?
I remember all that.
Okay. So the
but
Mets.
I remember Bucky Dent.
Yeah, I remember Bucky Dent, too.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I've been put in an extremely difficult situation.
Goodbye.
You have.
Let's go Mets. M-E-T-S. I know they got some stupid song. Someone from New York's got to get me a copy of that goddamn stupid Let's Go Mets song.
See, you'll have an advantage during the World Series now, too, because you will be much more vocal in your support of your team than I will possibly be.
Yeah, let's go Mets. Let's go Mets. Piazza.
Take your shoes off.
No, you can't sing the Red Sox song.
I can sing the Red Sox song if I want.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
What
did the Red Sox ever do to you but break your heart every year?
Yeah, oh, no, you're not going to have me abandon the Red Sox forever. I will be back in spring training pulling for my guys. Just because of this bet, I am not abandoning the Red Sox.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike, you are the modern-day Benedict Arnold. How dare you turn against the Red Sox?
I haven't turned against the Red Sox.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I got the perfect bet.
We've already come up with the perfect bet.
Yeah, it's
loser
a great
bet. Loser eats your kidney.
Pardon me?
Loser eats your kidney. You're the one they're taking out.
Goodbye.
All right, later.
Goodbye. You know the only caveat I'll throw? And think about this.
Yes.
Maybe, and Robbie, think about this, too.
All right.
Something more humiliating if it's a sweep.
You're confident in your Mets.
If one of the teams goes 4-0, there has to be another level of humility.
You have to sing. You have to sing New York, New York.
These little town blues.
More humiliating than that. More humiliating because the champ.
How about just repeating after all? Repeating, I'm a pretty girl. I'm a very pretty girl.
All right, something like that. That's not good. Bad. So you want to up it a little bit if it's a sweep for either team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you have to sing. I'm not sing. You have to say I'm a pretty girl.
I'm a pretty girl.
You have to say I'm a pretty girl every time your partner asks you.
While sitting on a toilet,
right.
In Midtown Manhattan, shirtless, wearing adult diapers.
Right.
And your face painted either the Mets or the Yankees.
For an hour.
Okay. For an hour during the show.
1 hour.
1 hour. Beautiful.
Lunch, 1 hour.
Done and done now. I have a real reason to watch the World Series.
Man, it's good. We got some good bets going. I mean, some major events, really, the World Series and the election, and we're all set. We're on top of it.
Clear those lines out, please, Lisa. Let's get a call 100. Jesus, that was lots of commercial-free talk.
Where did the time go?
Let's do a call 100 right now. Prize package selected especially for you. Phone number, same as it ever was, 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. You could doctor tapes.
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Time now for a call number 100. There are those shows that have a touchstone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Call 100?
Yeah, right. That's you. What's your name?
Joey.
Joey, where are you from?
I'm an ass.
This is not little Joey Lawrence, is it?
Hey, little Joey Lawrence, yes. Isn't he marvelous?
Excuse me, he's changed it to Joseph Lawrence.
Joseph
Lawrence. Joey, you've won the DVD copy of A View to Kill, the ultimate James Bond collection, now available online and on VHS, special edition DVD. Six classic 007 titles are now available.
Joey Bishop.
Amazon.com. Hold on, I'll play the Joey game with you. First,
I always take advantage of him when he's working.
Oh, yeah. Want to give everybody in New York a chance to win the exact same prize. And we've got it for you now, the brand new DVD copy of A View to Kill, James Bond movie. If you're listening to us in New York, call right now. Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. You're very unfair, Joey Galloway.
Joey Heatherton.
Joey Adams.
Joey...
Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh.
Joey, who was the brother of the Penn State football player who won the Heisman Trophy.
Way to go. You're king of the Joeys. Yeah. I know you were doing that, and I did take advantage, and I, you know, I'm feeling very bad about myself right now.
Why?
Because of the bets. I've got a very defeatist attitude with my track record on bets, and I was just picturing myself... You know, after an afternoon in New York City, sitting on a commode in an adult diaper, I was picturing myself getting back to Washington in time to take Tom Gavin out to lunch.
It could happen.
Yeah. It could, you know, it could go both ways. You know, extremely close, I think, both situations.
Yes, they are. I agree with you. Listen, one more thing from the wide, wacky world of sports. I'm reading something today in the USA Today about something that happened at the Redskins game that I was at all over the weekend.
Right.
You know, we've talked before about how the Redskins have this guy. Rob Spiewak had the job, right. Our own Rob Bay,
yep.
Of being the announcer who would go out on the field and introduce the team.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right, and they fired Rob because one day we were, I think what happened was we were playing the tape of Rob introducing the team on the air. We were playing the tape on our show, and somebody from the team effed up and they had a player come out at the wrong time or something, and Rob announced the name and the wrong player came out.
There was a snafu, and we did a little bit on it, talking about it, and they didn't like
it. The Redskins got all pissed off, and they said, well, you know, we can never have him do it again. You know, even though it's not his fault,
right.
It was their fault that they gave him the wrong list of names.
Exactly.
So they ended up hiring this fat disc jockey from Jamming Oldies, who, as it turns out, got fired from his job. He's no longer a disc jockey. And I know I talked about him a couple of weeks ago. He's the idiot who comes out on the field before the game and tries to hype up the fans. Now, when you're at a Redskins game, well, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're at a Ravens game, a Giants game, a Jets game, a Raiders game, you're already there. You know what to be jacked up about.
Absolutely.
Well, the Redskins feel the need to have this fat disc jockey come out on the field and, like, run around. They got the guys with flags, and he's screaming, left side of the field, let me hear you. Right side of the field, let me hear you.
It's too busy. The whole presentation is too busy,
yes.
And that's the most unnecessary part of all of it.
And what this guy does is he says, now, this is, like, before the introductions of the play, like, quarter till one. This guy's running around the field, he goes, okay, Redskins fans, let's practice. It's third down.
Right.
Because he wants the crowd to be whipped into a frenzy. And, of course, nobody in the crowd pays any attention because, you know, he's just some stupid disc jockey.
So now he's gotten in trouble.
Now, and I heard him say this. I don't have a problem with this personally, but the Baltimore Ravens do. According to the Ravens, now they played the Redskins this weekend, the announcer asked Ravens fans to acknowledge themselves. He said, let's hear it from the Ravens fans. Let's hear it from the Redskins fans. Then the PA guy came back and said, Ravens fans suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, listen, this fat disc jockey, Bruce Kelly, he did say that.
Right. Well, you know, this guy, Bruce Kelly, I always thought that isn't the spin when they came to Rob and they said, tone down what you say about the other team. And, you know, so the fact that, you know, that he said Ravens fans sucks, I'm sure before they made a stink about it, was probably, they just loved, the Redskins loved him doing that.
Right, and now it says here in the newspaper, Redskins spokesman Carl Swanson said, I'm unaware of anything like that.
Right.
Well, really? Because I know 85,000 people who were aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, you say Ravens fans suck, and you say it on, you know, on a PA system in front of 80,000 people.
Then he says, we don't disparage other teams and players or fans. Now, keep in mind that these are the same guys when they had Rob do the introductions. They told him purposely, when he announced the names of the other teams, to have no enthusiasm in his voice at all. He then added, if that occurred, we absolutely apologize. Okay, well, I'm telling you, I was at the stadium. I heard it. Personally, I don't think it's a big deal. But if the Ravens are pissed, and if it goes against the NFL rules, you should fire this guy, Bruce Kelly, who's an embarrassment as an overweight cheerleader out there. And you should hire back our boy,
Rob A.
Rob A. Spiewak. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who really loved going out on the field and introducing the Redskins.
And was a wonderful company man, did anything they asked.
Now listen, right. Here's our favorite tape. When the Redskins played the Bears, and they told Rob he could have no enthusiasm at all when he introduced the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, when he first did, he was, you know, introducing both teams and saying, here he is, here he is. And then they said, hey, you're too enthusiastic when you introduce the opposition.
This is Rob introducing running back Curtis Enos of the Chicago Bears.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
Rob, following directions to the letter.
That's great. Listen, I'll tell you this. You won't get Rob, if anybody from the Redskins is listening, you won't get Rob out there doing that rah-rah crap before the game, though.
Right.
I guarantee you won't see Rob out there going left side of the stadium, right side of the stadium, you know. But you'll get a guy who can do the announcements.
Right. Hey, Rob, would you do that left side of the stadium, right side of the stadium if they asked you?
If they asked me, if that's what they thought was best, of course.
He will do it.
Of course.
So here I am giving
He wants the gig.
I'm giving him too much credit.
Back. I'd love to go back.
It's just, I think it's a good opportunity to get Rob back in there. Uh-huh. But you did give it your own special twist.
Of course. Of course. We'd make it better. We'd make it the best possible.
So like, who wants pie?
Exactly. Right. If you are really loud, everyone gets caramel.
There you go. So you would be the Redskins butt boy to get that job back again, right?
Sure. At least get my foot in the door.
You'd be the company guy. Look at it. Play that thing about Curtis. They said, hey, we want you to low-key it when you introduce the Chicago Bears.
Listen to this.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
That's right on target.
There he is.
See? That's what they wanted. That's
all
what
right.
They got.
You gave them what they wanted.
Well, they should fire the other guy and bring you back, Robbie.
Well, I appreciate that. That's nice.
That's what I recommend.
I would love it. Love to be back.
Oh, and Carlos Broyhill. I call you as my next witness.
Charlie?
Because when we were at Redskins Park today, Charlie and I out there waiting to do a couple of interviews for this weekend's game with Jacksonville.
Right.
We had a few moments with Coach Norv Turner.
Oh, good. How is Norville Turner doing?
Norv's doing great.
Good.
He's doing great.
How's that Brad Johnson controversy weighing on him?
We didn't discuss that.
Really?
We discussed Ken Stevens.
Why are they crapping all over the quarterback out there?
Well, you know, because the little guy likes Jeff George.
Ah, that's what it
you
is.
You know, and Norv likes Brad, and they won't give Brad the new contract, so this will be the last year that Brad Johnson plays for the Redskins.
So you're talking to Norv about our fearless leader, Ken Stevens?
Well, no, actually, he was talking about Ken with us.
Very good.
He brought the topic up with us.
Interesting.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
So...
Oh, Charlie's got one.
Oh, Charlie?
No,
mine was stronger than that.
I don't think so.
Not sponsorable. So, when we were sitting there today with Norv, was that stink?
Yeah.
When we were sitting there today with Norv, what did he say? He said, he brought it up. He said, hey, I met
Ken?
Yeah. He said, hey, I met Ken Stevens.
He was in with somebody else, I guess, discussing items of the team.
Right.
And he walked into that guy's office. And he'd never met Ken before, ever. Just saw the back of his balding head. And when Ken turned to introduce himself, his quote to us was, why the F did I walk into this S?
Because he's been a big Ken fan for a long time.
No, he hates Ken.
Yeah.
He hates Ken because, you know, he used to have the job on this show.
And then they cut back.
Yeah, and they used to pay him to come on this show once a week and just talk about the games with us. And then they decided...
He said, bye-bye.
Not to do it anymore.
Bye-bye.
I think they didn't want to pay him because they were afraid he was going to get fired mid-season.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't get a rebate on their money. That's
the truth.
Oh, of course it's the truth.
That's the truth, and Norv knows that that's the truth.
And he was very bitter when that happened.
We're the only ones he'll talk to.
He won't talk to anybody else from WJFK.
Good for him.
If WJFK comes up and asks him to do an interview,
post game he won't do it. He won't do it for the pregame show either. He'll at least come up to us and speak.
No, he talks.
So he
to
speaks
us.
To you, but he won't speak to you on microphone.
Right.
Correct.
Huh. That's pretty funny.
Because he's mad at Ken.
That is pretty funny.
And that was his way. He said, I said, why the F did I walk into this S?
That's all because of his, anger at Ken.
And then he said something like, well, I know you probably don't want to say anything bad about him because he's your boss. I said, no, he's a son of a bitch.
That's right. We liked him.
I said, I don't know if you can relate. I said, this is a norm. I don't know if you can relate to this with your boss, but I hate my boss. My boss is a jerk.
But he told you today he loved you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, well,
only because we did well. We did a good job.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not like he gives us that love all the time.
I know.
I just thought it was funny, though. Out of all the things for North to discuss, he comes up and he says, hey, you guys work for Ken Stevens, right?
But if I remember correctly, he's mentioned the subject of Ken Stevens has come up a couple of times.
Yes.
You've talked to him.
Yes. North does not forget.
Right. Absolutely. So, he holds a grudge.
It was a funny moment. That's why I love that guy. That's why, even though I've railed against the Redskins, when they sucked, when they started off so bad, I really can't root against them, because how can you root against a guy like that? A guy who, with everything going on in the world right now, with his job on the line every week, still holds a grudge against Ken Stevens.
Yeah, absolutely.
How can you not love that guy?
The button-down mind of North Turner.
And I got to spend some time today watching Deion Sanders play checkers.
How is Deion? Somebody, I bumped into somebody today that saw Deion in a vitamin store and said he was limping. He was visibly hurt.
He was hobbling around the park. While I was sitting waiting for this interview today, because I stood up in this little players area, they had a gigantic, it was like a Charlie-sized...
Chessboard?
A checkerboard. Checkerboard. It's a big rug almost.
Right.
That they put over one of the giant tables, and the checkers were as big as your hands. And as they were playing checkers, Deion came over and sat down and played checkers, and I discovered that as Deion gets better at checkers, he runs his mouth like he does during the game.
Hey, anything. A competitive guy like that.
In the very beginning, it was very quiet when the moves were strategic.
Right.
When the other guy would move, and then Deion would move. Then when Deion would, double jump, then all of a sudden you'd hear, you're not coming back on me now! You're not coming back! Nobody's coming back on me now!
Oh, that's fantastic.
And quoting the Bible all the time.
Yeah, amen.
The good book saith, the Lord shall come, and the Lord shall make you divine. Crown me.
What a great show.
It was a weird moment.
Was he wearing anything interesting today? Did he have an interesting outfit on?
His Mercedes hood emblem or whatever it is he had around his neck.
Nothing on his head or anything? He wasn't wearing that...
He didn't have his do-rag on.
He didn't. Okay. Yeah. And he wasn't wearing that derby that he wears sometimes?
No. They just come off the practice field. So he was still wearing his football clothes.
Okay. Very good.
Still wearing his football stuff. And then but because I had nothing else to do, I spent a lot of time eavesdropping on Deion Sanders today.
Sure. Did he know you were eavesdropping?
Well, of course he did.
Nice. So maybe he was tweaking it up a little bit for your benefit.
No, I don't think so. Right. I think that's the way he is. He played a game of checkers.
Who was he playing against?
Some other player. I don't know who it is. Number 26.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just like the play-by-play guy for the Redskins.
Right.
I don't know all the players by name.
So they had the giant oversized checker set up there. Do they have the room with the plastic balls or something that they can run around in?
No,
whole play area?
Not like Chuck E. Cheese's. It's just,
right?
There's just this one area.
That has a checkerboard.
It was a giant rug that had been put on a lunch table.
I see. Now I understand.
So they were playing the giant checkers.
Do they have any kind of video game room or anything like that?
No. So Deion was playing giant checkers. Then he did an interview with a guy who was a Bible salesman.
Right.
I mean, he was because Deion's a born again.
That's right.
So it was this guy who, I'm categorizing him as a Bible salesman. I'm guessing he worked for some Christian newspaper.
Okay.
Because
there's a lot of room between that. You know, a guy working as a reporter and a guy that's actually got a bunch of Bibles in his trunk that he's trying to sell.
Well, no, he was asking Dion questions.
Okay.
Dion got done playing checkers and screaming at this
guy. Was it Pat Robertson?
No, and this guy would ask him questions like, when did you know that the Lord would be a factor in your life? And when did you blah, 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 and all that. And I'm listening while this is going on.
I'm surprised you didn't get involved in this discussion. Did you mention it or have any desire to mention to Dion that you're a religious man also?
You know what? I almost went over, not during that, but when the Bible salesman got up to leave, I came this close, I swear to God. I said to Broyhill, I'm going to go challenge Dion to a game of checkers.
Right.
And he said, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I can't. He said, you don't have the balls to. I said, no, I don't. And right at that moment, some other player came up,
right,
and sat down. And he'd been waiting for the Bible salesman to leave, and he sat down and played checkers with Dion.
He was waiting to play checkers.
Yeah, but I wanted to play.
Because you fear the rejection. It's like, hey, Dion, want to play checkers?
No, I'll tell you the honest to God truth.
Would you have a line that you were going to use?
No, the truth was not that I felt that I would be rejected. I could handle that. The truth was, as I was watching Deion Sanders play checkers against this other guy, it has been since Bart was a baby that I've played checkers, and I was watching Deion and the other guy were not only moving the checkers diagonally, sometimes they were moving them just like one step in front. And I don't remember what the rules are.
For checkers?
I thought for checkers you could only move, you know, like diagonally,
right,
unless you're going to jump somebody. Isn't that correct? Something like that?
That sounds like they were combining chess rules with checkers there a little.
You can only move diagonally, and you can only jump diagonally.
Well, no, well, see, well, they were moving them straight up.
That's not the way, because remember...
There's
no way you
don't play checkers like that.
Right, I'm telling you, that's how Deion Sanders was playing chess today.
If you get a checker on the far left or far right side, it can't be jumped.
And it wasn't a strategy. It wasn't chess at all.
No, it was checkers, because when one guy would get his checker to the other side, the Deion would have to take one off his stack and crown the guy.
All right.
And so that's why I was watching and thinking... Well, now, he's not moving checkers. I'm not a checkers expert, but I always thought you moved them diagonal.
Yeah. I'm thinking now, because I haven't, you know, I can't even remember the last time I even saw a checkerboard.
But maybe it was some weird hybrid game that just these football players play.
What's Chinese checkers?
That's with marbles.
All right.
And it's diagonal also.
How you doing? This is Julie Chang from Big Brother.
Thought it was Julie Chen.
Julie Chang. I would like to welcome everyone to this edition of Chinese Checkers.
But it wasn't Chinese Checkers.
No, it was not. Hello, I am here with Deion Sanders. Hello, Prime Time. How are you, Joel?
Prime Time. Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
My husband and I are long-term Redskins season ticket holders, and when we saw that load come out to replace Rob Bay, we were just sick. And our whole section makes fun of this idiot. Every home game, we want him to bring back Rob Bay. We've all called Redskins Stadium saying, have you all lost your mind putting this load on instead of Rob Bay? They're like, well, it was just a decision that was made and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, that's no answer. You all answer to us. We're the ticket holders.
There you go, Robbie. You got a fan base, Rob Spiewak.
We love you, Robbie. You can come sit up in section 337 anytime.
And listen.
From the club level.
Make no bones about this. The reason Rob was fired was not because of anything he did.
Right.
It's because Mike and I played the tape the next day, which we thought was nice publicity for the Redskins.
Yeah, we thought it was funny. And it was, you know, a good way to expose part of the excitement of being at the game.
And we goofed on it a little bit. And as a matter of fact, back when the station used to run our show on Sunday night, they used to rerun it.
Right.
Apparently, they reran that segment after a game.
Oh. Didn't Baldacci hear it or something?
Yeah,
like
some
that?
Some guy in upper management with the Redskins actually called the request line.
Oh, hey, take that off.
Yeah, and whoever the schmuck is that was running the board said, you know, hello, WJFK, and he said, I'm with the Redskins. I demand you take that off the air right now. And, you know, the board op said, can't do it. I'm sorry.
Right.
And then, you know, the next day.
That was that.
Rob got canned.
Yep. They need Rob back there.
Yes, yeah. They do.
For his homespun charm.
Absolutely. Don't hold us against him.
No, come on, please.
You know what I mean, Redskins.
He's a good boy.
Right. He's not aligned with us, really.
He's not aligned, but, you know, he's a good boy in spite of that dark side that he's got.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What? Hello?
What is this?
It's the Rob Spielak song.
This is the Mets song.
It is?
This is the Let's Go Mets song. Let's Go Mets. I need a copy of this.
Yes,
go into the bowl. I need a copy of it just for our bet.
There you go.
But please, it's a dumb song, like all dumb team songs.
Yankees have a song?
No, I don't think so.
And he goes, Yankees!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, hi.
I want to donate a toilet for your count test.
There you go.
Oh, for when we go to New York? Beautiful. What, are you a contractor or something?
I'm a contractor here in Northern Virginia.
And I think all the other guys should have to draw straws as to who carries the toilet on the plane.
Sounds good.
All right, beautiful. Yeah, we'll take you up on that.
Okay, great.
Very seriously, because that's an important component of this.
Absolutely.
I got a brand new Komodo, your style, whatever you want.
Hey, can you ship it up there?
I'll have one of my guys take it up there if I have to.
That's a fantastic deal. Thank you.
If your guys could just bring it to NEW, that's great. Hold on a second.
Okay.
We need to get information from you.
Beautiful. Not a problem.
Well, if you just tuned in, one of us will be sitting on that toilet in an adult diaper with the other team's colors painted on his face, depending on the outcome of the Subway Series. Don's taking the Mets. I'm taking the Yankees.
Go Mets.
Go Yankees.
Go Mets. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, wanted to let Don know where he can get that song, the Mets song.
Really? Where?
Try Napster.
Shea Stadium.
Napster.
Okay. Yeah, well, go out to Shea.
Hello.
Answer to it.
You
get it in Queens.
Hello.
It's all
oops. Oh, that's an awful connection. That's an awful connection. We have to break anyway. Oh, listen. I think Larry's here to talk about his BattleBots failure.
Larry Money.
and also to hype up his brand new television show.
I didn't know he'd be covering his BattleBots failure.
We're going to bring that up. So Larry's coming up right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Offering the audio equivalent of manual release, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm now here with my two favorite guys. During the week, I have the pleasure of working with Mike, and on Sundays on the Redskins radio, I work with Larry Michael.
Hey, Domingo.
Larry Michael, now first, did you bring Mike O'Meara his light bulbs?
You know, as I told you at Redskin Park that I had forgotten them at home.
That's all right. That's all right. You get them to me before Christmas and we'll be all set.
I've got a whole case of three ways waiting for you.
You are the official spokesperson for Sylvania, is that what it is?
I do, yes, I am.
I do, yes,
I do.
Sylvania light bulbs, Don.
I do.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
I do.
I do. I really do. I gave him some last year.
Hey, you got a garage full of those things, Larry?
Close to it.
I told you he gave me a case of light bulbs last year for Christmas.
And I'm so glad you passed along to him my enthusiasm when you said that I would love light bulbs.
I was going to bring them. I forgot. I will bring them.
Thank you.
Because I have more than I can use.
So now, besides the fact that Larry does all this sports stuff,
right,
and he calls fights on Showtime and HBO, and he does the Redskins stuff with me.
And Westwood One.
And Westwood One, right. He also has these TV projects. Now, about a year ago, Larry came in with the demo tapes. Remember this, for BattleBots.
And it's latest. I mean, BattleBots was hot.
It was
we
great.
Loved BattleBots. We couldn't stop watching it. And you were the pioneer. You were one of the broadcast pioneers for BattleBots.
And you know what? I credit you guys with some of the success of BattleBots, because when I went to do the pay-per-view, they were incredibly happy the fact that I had come on the Don and Mike show.
Good.
All the technical guys listen, and they really like the hype about the show, and the pay-per-view was a success.
So now, as everybody knows, it's on Comedy Central.
Right.
And I guess it was maybe 3 weeks ago, going out to the Redskins Park, or going to the stadium to do a game. Who's on the phone?
That's your wife.
Hold on. My Connie honey is probably calling to tell me she's arrived safely in Los Angeles.
I bet she's in good shape.
Hello? Sweetie?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Sugar Bear
just wanted you to know I'm here safe.
Yeah, she's bombed.
She's loaded.
Yeah.
No, I didn't drink at all.
Oh,
I'm saving it for here.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I didn't drink
yes,
at all.
Yes, you did.
You are bombed.
You did.
No, quiz me. I am fine. I'm just waiting for the luggage. We're just standing here. No, I plan
right.
on doing that once we are in the happening places.
She's bombed.
Recite the alphabet backwards.
I can't do that.
Ah, exactly.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm glad you got there safe.
All right, my sweet pea. I love you.
All right, love you,
be
too.
Be good. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
I'm very proud of you.
I know you are. I love you, honey.
Okay, bye, sweet pea.
Bye,
love
sweetie.
You, too.
Right, there she is.
So those congratulations are in order because, as I said, your program had much to do with the success of BattleBots.
And you know we had we're number one rated.
Don't worry. I know that. Congratulations. May I ask proof besides not
so
yes.
BattleBots. So a couple weeks ago, I get to the stadium and Larry says to me, he's all distraught. He says, "Did you see the post?" And I said, "Yeah, I glanced at it for a second this morning." He says, "Did you see the TV guide?" I said, "No, I didn't see it." He said, "Ah, damn it. BattleBots on the cover." And the thing that's the pisser is that the show that Larry was on the ground floor of. Right.
Larry was great. The thing that made, and I'll tell you why you were great on this show. You called this
like it was
unbelievable
real.
Carnage of metal against metal, just like a regular sporting event, and
right.
that's what made me laugh.
And they ended up taking the show to Comedy Central, where they put a couple of schmucks in the announcing booth.
Right.
And now, BattleBots is, I don't know, it pains you to hear me say this, but it's a hit show.
Big hit show, and they have one of the Baywatch beauties as the interview person with the people that build the bots. Now,
so a babe goes down and interviews the nerds?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a big, hot, blonde babe. And, you know, if she had been on the pay-per-view, I might have spilled it on there. I don't
yeah,
know.
True.
Yeah,
true.
So he's getting past this.
I'm over it.
The BattleBots.
It sucks. I think they screwed you, Larry, and they should be called on it.
BattleBots is on Comedy Central without Larry. And then he comes to me a couple weeks ago with a big press kit, and he says, "This is my new TV show."
Now, he's always going. He's always working.
Now, all I know is he says to me, "Do you know who Wyclef, what's the guy's name?"
Wyclef Jean.
He says, "You know what Wyclef Jean is?" I think he's a rapper. He said, "Yes, he's on the show." I'm not sure exactly what the show is. I think Larry's new TV show, which airs late nights in many markets.
It's on all in D.C. It's on 2 a.m. on Saturday nights after the Cindy Margolis show on Channel 20.
Wow.
10 p.m. Tuesday nights, MSG in New York.
What's the show called, Larry?
Thunderbox.
Thunderbox. And this is chicks boxing?
No. This is a total entertainment experience. The basis of the show is this heavyweight tournament that they're having. And that, of course, is my reason for being on the show. There's these heavyweights, and it's got this creative scoring system where there are style points given to guys for how they talk before the fight, style points for the girls they bring in the corner. And, of course, he has to win the fight.
And these are legitimate heavyweight boxers?
Legitimate.
It has chicks, though, in bikinis.
It has chicks in bikinis, and they have to, like, put down each other?
No. They're just strictly there for style points.
All right.
In the corner of the fighter. They're the corner person, if you will. You know, Angelo Dundee is not there.
Okay.
The good-looking babe is there.
Right.
Okay. And there is an atmosphere of entertainment. Wyclef Jean is on the first two episodes of the show. He's the entertainment. And I'm not really up on the rap guys out there, but of course Wyclef is with Santana, did the Maria song.
I can't imagine
Santana.
Why you're not into rap, Larry.
Yeah,
when I look at you, I see rapper.
So
I
what
really
it is it's
a
really
thug.
It's, you know, it's an MTV style show that features boxing and
right.
chicks in bikinis.
Right.
And Larry.
And a couple, no, I'm not the lone host.
You call the fight?
Call the fights. There's two gentlemen hosted. One guy is named Eric Nice. Now, Eric Nice is from MTV. He was the host of a show called The Grind. Okay? I'm not familiar with the show, but in talking to people like Charlie Broyhill, he was very familiar with Eric Nice.
Okay.
For some reason. And there's a comedian. His name is Godfrey. Very funny guy. You'd love him. Kind of a guy. Tells a lot of one-liners and is great with, you know, impersonations.
Okay.
Okay, and there's the other, the woman who does the interviews in the ring is a woman by the name of Leslie Sugar.
Sure.
Leslie Sugar.
He's doing this off the top of his head, folks. He's done his research.
I'm just trying to picture the pitch meeting for this show when someone is actually being pitched all this, and then they say, "Yes, Let's do it.
It's on a couple hundred stations, on TV, all over the place.
Larry, the idea show
young demo, beneath my demo a little bit, obviously. And in fact, when I first was talked to about this job, they wanted to know if I had any tattoos or piercings that they could not see.
Does this show,
and of course, don't
look better than the now what I'm looking at, what I saw just then was a regular boxing.
It was. You need to rewind it a little bit because we have advanced it, unfortunately, past the ring entrances, which are worth points in the Thunderbox scoring system.
Oh, okay.
Now, is this show your idea?
No. See, the idea of Cedric Kushner Promotions. Cedric Kushner is a fight promoter as well as a
concert
promoter.
Steve Kushner?
Yeah, you got to go back.
Patty Kushner.
Can you think of another one?
I know we have
They've had a son, Damien. I mean, I know that there's a baby Kushner out there.
Damien Kushner.
Imagine that poor kid.
Oh.
There's a kid who will never know how to throw a ball.
Absolutely.
Never know how to bat.
Here you go. Here's some of it right here.
Here we go. We got more slamming
heavyweight action coming up on Thunderbox. Yeah, they're going into a break right here, which is good. We're going to come out of a break here, and you'll pick it up from the beginning of one of the segments of one of the opening shows.
Welcome back to New York City, Hammerstein Ballroom. It's time for more Throwdown.
It's Thunderbox time again.
Where are you, Larry?
Sitting ringside, the normal position for a fight.
Now we're meeting the fighters.
Look at me, then it'll get out of my way.
All the production values are like watching Fox.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
What it is this is a super dressed-up boxing match.
Absolutely. Production is the main thing here. You have the entertainment. You have all the different things coming together with what Thunderbox is going to grow to represent in the years to come.
How much of a commitment do you have for the show?
Pardon?
How much commitment do you guys have for the show?
I got 13 weeks.
13 weeks, okay.
Now, a babe is coming out.
Some piece of ass is coming out now.
God.
This is Angelina.
She really makes me happy. Whenever she comes out, look at that little thing she did with the little shake thing. Look at her smile.
So now basically you just have hot girls coming down and shaking their ass.
And I mean, people log on and vote for their favorite Thunder Girl.
It's sex and violence, I mean, in its most basic.
He's ready, man. He's ready. He has a do-rag on his head and everything. Oh, yeah.
Now, is that his girl that came out first?
That was indeed. So if you like the girl, you log in, you win points for the box.
I like it.
This is much more confusing than the battle box.
Yeah. The boxers have history. They have heavyweight history. And they're hoping that Thunderbox will get them into the position to be nationally ranked. Or worldwide ranked.
All right, gotcha. But they're kind of like second-tier fighters, right?
They're up-and-comers.
Up-and-comers.
This guy right here has a record of 13-1, which is a pretty good record.
All right. And here comes the next guy.
Check this guy's out. Check this guy's piercing.
I go inside, I go outside, whatever it takes.
There you go.
Oh, my God, his whole head is pierced. Looks like Pinhead.
Pinhead, right, that guy from the movie.
And we will reference that at the start of the fight, moments away.
Get in, have to be able to work outside. You know, I do it all.
Now, does he have a hot chick who's going to come out for him?
It's going to fall right in front of you right now, Don. Yes, he does. Each and every one of the fighters has a hot chick.
All right, so the first lady was the hottie. This is a tough act to follow here.
Right.
At the end, I'll be standing on top of the Thunder.
He gets style points for that, too, right?
I think so. His look is kind of imposing. He got all the piercings.
Right. All right, so now we get to see his bitch.
She's shining.
She got some giant boobs.
I like the first one better.
I feel like
log on.
With an aluminum foil.
Log on. Hey, does he take his piercings out when he boxes?
Check it out. It's gonna have my areas.
Now the boxers are coming out. Jesus.
Yes. And this guy here is trying to add a little style. You see, he's trying to dance.
Now, when do we get to hear you on this show, Larry?
Moments away, Don.
All right, here we go.
Moments away.
I do.
Thunderbox.
I do.
I am guaranteed on-camera appearances.
Oh, very good.
And the name of this new TV show is?
Thunderbox.
Thunderbox.
National.
It boxed with an X.
Yes.
All right. Let's see Larry.
Coming up here any minute.
All right. We're going to throw it to our analyst and commentator, Larry Michael. Take it away, Larry Michael.
You were talking about at the top of the show. There was a lot of
of electricity. Can lightning strike twice in Thunderbox? We're going to find out. Let's take a look at the vital stats.
Boy, a lot of production values, Larry.
You like it?
Got the crane cam there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, turn it off. I saw enough.
Now, wait a minute. You got to see the beginning of the fight. Now you see here. What do you call that, Don?
That's like junk. It's
computer-generated bodies or something.
Right. Yeah.
A bunch of graphics.
You are PT Larry Michael. No doubt about it.
He's removed his jewelry, thank goodness, for this fight.
You got a good ring announcer, Larry?
Really, it's the guy at ringside. There is no special Michael Buffer type character.
Okay, all right.
Now, the rest of this is the basic fight.
This guy looks quick, and the pony looks really quick.
The other guys add their color commentary. Sometimes it can be rather hilarious.
All right.
All right, so you got two guys who are making jokes and stuff while you're calling the fight?
Yeah. Now, I would think, you know, we're going to sit here and watch this fight. People can tune in and see it. To go to the end of the tape, you'll see Wycliffe and how they incorporate the performance by Wycliffe Jean in with the boxing event.
You know, I don't know how you get...
How the hell did this get so convoluted?
How you get corralled into these shows? Last year it was the remote-controlled robots.
Right.
And, you know, who am I to say? Because I thought the remote-controlled robots was a good idea.
It's still good on comedy.
But look at it. It's a goddamn hit. Who's to say now that this show that has guys boxing, rap stars, comedians, and girls with giant boobs won't also be.
And what you're
doing,
you're taking something that's basically, you know, interesting, which is a boxing match, and you're surrounding it with all this. You're dressing it up a little bit. I think it's fine. I think it's great. It's entertaining. I'm entertained.
High production values, and of course, my role ringside is strictly a role of legitimacy,
right?
Of course.
Of course.
I am there doing my thing, and I'm having a great time because I've gotten caught up with the excitement of the other people in the crew, professional crew, as you see, just tremendous values in how they're doing it.
All right, and how much you making for doing this show?
Not enough. It's never enough. It's never enough.
It's never enough.
I can tell you it is more than WJFK pays me. I can tell you that.
How many markets is this TV show in?
It's 10 pages of a list. I mean, a couple hundred stations, L.A., Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, D.C.
And the quality of the boxing for the purists that, you know.
Pretty good. I mean, again, you got one guy, the Rain Man, Ray Austin, who is the hands-on down guy because he's 20-1. He knocked out as the first opponent. He did a backflip after the win, and then he sat there and danced with Leslie Sugar in the center of the ring after the interview.
Leslie Sugar.
Okay. Leslie Sugar.
Now, when you run all this by Darlene,
yes,
your wonderful wife, and you've been married how long now?
12 years now.
12 years. Because I know because Larry had his anniversary Sunday and was mentioning that Darlene was upset that he was at the football game instead of being with her.
Yeah, you know, when you're the life of a high-powered sportscaster, you're all over the country.
Now, how does Darlene feel about you branching out into these other new venues?
As long as Westwood One is supporting me in these ventures and Darlene supports me with the cashing of the checks, you know how it is, Don. You and I have a lot in common, and that, you know, I never see my money. I just never see it.
I do. All right, well, Larry, we wish you good success.
I will say this. I want to thank you guys for bringing me on. I think the fact that, you know, BattleBots became a success as a result of the top-rated Don and Mike show.
Okay, right. Seriously, last thing.
Yes.
The bitterness factor about the fact that BattleBots is a hit and you were there on the ground floor and now you're not there to enjoy it. The bitterness factor, Larry.
There was early bitterness there, but I can only soothe that bitterness by the fact that if there is another pay-per-view, they have told me they would like me to do it. Number two is, you know, again, my company, Westwood One. Don, it's a show that's syndicated by Westwood One right here. I mean, they allow me to do these outside things. I'm thankful for that. And finally, I'm thankful for being on this show because this appearance has given Thunderbox a huge boost.
His new TV show, Thunderbox.
Thunderbox. Yeah. So we move on.
Charlie, I want to know, why don't you tell them what you told me?
What did I tell you?
They really effed me on
that. Oh, you mean the BattleBots thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm over that.
He was upset that day that BattleBots was on the cover of TV Guide.
You're right. I was upset because I thought that would be me there.
He's moved forward.
But hey, we move on.
Of course.
Imagine that is your cross to bear in life, that you could have been a BattleBots guy.
BattleBots!
Yeah. All right, Larry, get out of here.
See you Sunday, Don.
I'll see you Sunday for the game, Larry. Goodbye. There he goes. Larry Michael, TV star, watches the show BattleBots.
I'm sorry.
Thunderbox, Don.
Thunderbox.
Thunderbox. It's got women. It's got rappers. It's got boxing. It's got incredible production value.
And Larry.
Thunderbox. You know, we were looking at the list on Sunday.
Right.
It's in almost every single market that we broadcast.
Hey, they put money into this. It's obvious when you see it visually, they put an incredible amount of graphics and computer-generated stuff into that show. And it looks like
the venue is the Hard Rock Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat that.
Right.
And in New York, it's the Hammerstein Ballroom. And next time you guys are in New York, and the dates coincide, you got ringside seats.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey. For Thunderbox.
Thunderbox.
I do.
So, Benny Lightman, get me those light bulbs, Larry.
Don't forget my light bulbs. All right. Thank you. Get out of here.
Larry. That's fantastic.
Jesus Christ.
Keep them coming, Larry. Absolutely.
I'll say this for the guy. He's a hustler.
Oh, he's great.
He's an entrepreneur. I mean, and really crushed about the BattleBots thing.
Well, sure. He look what he did for Thunderbox right here.
Yeah, I know.
You hire that guy, you know, he'll come out and promote your product.
That's right. I just seen him a couple of weeks ago. Listen, I want to show you some PR. Not asking to be on the show, just asking you to think about it. It's Thunderbox.
Thunderbox. And then when he was explaining it, you know, we had to finally see it to know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah. It's basically boxing with graphics.
It's boxing
and with chicks with giant boobs.
That's it. Absolutely.
Right.
And a rapper at the end, I guess.
And a comedian.
And a comedian.
And Larry. Larry wearing the headset.
What, Larry? No clowns?
It's a great one tonight on Thunderbox.
Thunderbox. And here in Washington, D.C. at 2 in the morning.
Right after the Cindy Margolis show. Great lead in.
Very good.
So watch it, please. Support Larry, his new TV show. Thank you, Larry. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that. I really effed that up.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just let me say, for the record, replay TV Showstopper from Panasonic. Did you get yours yet? Yeah, it's not hooked up, though.
Oh, somebody get out to your house and hook that up, because you'll like it if you get it hooked up.
I had to say that, because I really just totally aborted their commercial
that we did.
Hi, Chuck Stossel time.
Don, good to see you, Don.
Good to see you, Charlie. Hold on just one moment before we get to your segment. I think we have a call about Larry's TV show.
Thunderbox.
Somebody who actually saw it. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I'm Krusty. I saw it Saturday night. I was flipping the channels and ran across it. It's basically WWF for boxing.
All right. Thank you. I'm sure Larry will appreciate that.
My middle finger misses you guys.
Your middle finger?
Yeah. I need another Las Vegas-style show.
Oh, is this the guy who just comes to our shows and flips us off?
Yeah.
You're a big man, aren't you?
Yeah, my finger loves you.
And your name is Krusty, or is that just your condition?
It has nothing to do with my underwear.
All right, goodbye. Please get out of here. Now, listen, one last thing before Chuck. And Chuck, we have jail mail for you today.
As usual. I read my handbook.
Oh, we do want to thank everybody for giving us these great number one ratings today. If you just get in your car and you listen to the D.C. area, you set a ratings record for us today with the Summer Arbitron rating.
It's fantastic. We talked about it earlier in the show, and we can't thank you enough for once again continuing to make this show number one.
Yeah, the show's number one 12+, number one in 40 different demographic.
Wow. We are very excited about that, and we are very grateful, because here in Washington, D.C., it's been a long, long time that you've been doing this for us, and we can't thank you enough.
Thank you. We've still received no prize, though.
No gift from our management
from
team.
From the station for being number one, but we do want to make sure we thank you guys.
I did see, Alan Limewand out in the hallway.
Oh, you saw Belichick?
Shook his hand, and he said, what's it feel to be, what's it like being number one all the time? I said, the alternative sucks, and I continued down the hallway.
Yeah.
So, but we still have not, there's been no evidence that there's anything really planned.
Yeah, Ken called and said there's a prize coming, you know, because basically we always have great ratings. You guys always support the show with great ratings. And the 12+ category in the Arbitron ratings, it's a beauty pageant.
Right? Absolutely.
And to be number one in 12+, while it doesn't mean a lot to advertisers, still to people in the radio industry.
That's why we call it the beauty pageant. It's kind of a victory.
It means a lot.
It's not kind of a victory. It is a victory.
And for a show like ours that is not a mainstream show on a top 10 station, for us to be number one 12+, it's a big deal, and the thanks goes to you guys. And we thought, frankly, that, you know, because it's a beauty contest, we deserve some kind of a prize from
our
boss.
Think the prizes would be here by now?
Yeah, no prizes.
No prizes. We're going to leave here without prizes. And you know something? I'll be honest, and I said this to Ken earlier. If those prizes arrive tomorrow...
Yeah, too late.
It's not. They're not going to be the same.
But to thank everybody for listening and admitting to the ratings company that you made our show number one on JFK, I promise as soon as I crawl off my deathbed,
right,
the mother of all Las Vegas-style shows.
It'll be fantastic.
Cool. Might just get everybody laid. that might just be the come-on. Come through the door.
Everybody gets laid.
We guarantee you get a piece of ass.
Absolutely.
Now, once again, you know, I realize what a fantasy world I'm living in with this whole Leah Remini thing.
Right.
That, you know, I'm going out there Friday. I'm going to tape the episode of King of Queens. Frida's already out there. I was kidding with Leah yesterday about how, you know, the fantasy is to be the sandwich, to be the meat in between Frida and Leah.
Right.
And, of course, I know I'm kidding. My wife knows I'm kidding. Leah certainly knows I'm kidding. But with everybody the kids, there's a small part of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I have evidence of what Leah really thinks, not only of me, but of you and everybody on the show.
What are you setting up here?
Oh, no. It's something basic. We got a box in the mail from Leah Remini.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we plugged her website, JackieandLeah.com.
Right. That's where they sell jewelry and then, like, handbags and stuff.
Sells the jewelry and stuff. And Frida bought some junk off there. And she sent us a box that said, "Thank you for plugging JackieandLeah.com. You guys are the best. All my love, Leah."
Very nice.
And the gift that she sent was a gift that you would send, like, a four-year-old. Okay? She sent this FedEx.
All those Nerf products.
She sent a Koosh.
That's a big basket.
Yes, but, you know, Mike, this is like when we went out there last year.
Right.
And she had the basket for us in the dressing room.
Yes.
And it...
balls and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Full
like,
of toys.
Know, the eight ball, and,
yeah,
you know, toys. She's giving us toys again.
Yes. We have some kind of Nerf paddle.
Is that a Hollywood thing where you give people toys?
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I don't think it's a... I think it's like when she probably says, you know, what am I going to send those retards?
What do I get them? I bet they like toys, child's toys.
Right.
So really will enjoy
gift baskets.
Yeah. She sent
children's
us
one
of these Koosh footballs that you throw and it makes the noise. Of,
I'd like to have that.
And the foam basketball.
Oh, foam basketball.
Those are cool.
You know, rubber football.
Yeah,
all this stuff basically like that you would give to, like that Charlie would give to one of his bathtub buddies.
Happy birthday to you!
Right. So
well, there it is, and
there it is.
That's nice. It's nice that it all came in a gift box.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Nice. You want it for your kids?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, box that up for the young O'Mara ladies. And if we repackage it, they don't even have to know that it came from Aunt Leah.
I like the way you said that. The younger, you know, please refer to my children as that from forever. I like that too much. The young O'Mara ladies. That's too good.
But that really is what Leah thinks of us. I mean, if you really want to know what a woman really thinks of you, this is now the second time she sent us a gift.
And the gift was toys.
And the gift was not even an adult toy.
Yeah.
The gift was toys, like, and they say from ages 4 to 8 on each of the toys.
You know, and I've given her a wonderful gift. Your wife sent out a beautiful, like, vase or something. A beautiful. And I got her that nice bottle of champagne in the carton cigarettes.
And Frida dropped a couple $100 buying that handbag on her website.
I got to tell my wife today. That's not going to be difficult if I just remember to tell her, you know, because my wife will do it right away.
So anyway, it's JackieandLeah.com, and thanks for all the Nerf stuff.
You never know. You know, this might be a smokescreen. You get out to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
As I said, it's the rap party. You have the big rap party.
No way. Listen, you know, I'm a realist above everything else. She thinks of me
as a child.
Yeah, right, like as a 5-year-old boy.
Yes, a small child.
That's all right. There's always a story in the newspaper about how some teacher's having sex with a young boy.
Sure.
True.
You know, you'll be out there, you'll go to her house, and she'll have, you know, little sugar powdered donuts and chocolate milk for you.
Right. Give me a bath.
Hey, you know, bath time. Scrub me. I'm tired after a long day of shooting the show.
Are you ready for your letter, Charlie?
Absolutely.
Okay, this letter comes from The guy in Kansas.
Oh, the Kansas guy. He's the artist, I think, the one who draws.
That's El Dorado, right, Buzz? That's
correct,
yes.
And as you can see, Charlie, our movie man, he has drawn you a rather erotic cartoon.
Oh, dear.
Which features
like Garfield
with a giant penis.
Hey, this is terrific. At least no skulls so far, right?
No.
I did get that skull drawing.
Yeah.
The very...
That's scary. No, this is just a picture of Garfield, you know,
really
the big cat that has a giant penis.
Spends a lot of time on his artwork.
Let me see. Dear Don and Mike, a few things about feces.
Right out of the chute.
Yeah, there's no way to begin a letter.
It has many good uses. You see, being housed in Supermax, when you want to get even... with a smart ass, you fill a 4-ounce bottle with feces and urine and aim and shoot.
Isn't this the same guy who had a beef against some congressman or councilperson?
Yes, right.
Okay.
And a guy who originally started his correspondence because he didn't like the fact that you were giving away the ending to some movies. And guards get hit most often. Now think on this. They have to wear S and piss. It's worth the ass-kicking that comes with doing this.
Wow.
And then there are the child molesters who get the choice of eating a turd or having it forced down his throat.
Oh, the choice.
Oh, my God.
And then there are those less crazy bastards who will gleefully roll in it and smear it all over their cell.
Hey, who wants to go to prison?
It's fun to watch the guards wrestle the person down and cuff him when he's done this. Then there is the classic of cutting a hole in a pillow and taking an ass in it. Then sewing it up and putting it in someone's cell. It takes at least a couple of days before said person finds out it's the pillow.
Really, that long?
You know, this college trick.
This is some of the most information we've ever gotten from prison mail.
There are others, but you have a show. Hope you'd enjoyed my last drawings. I've enclosed a visiting list. Come see me, Charlie.
I know about the visiting list from reading my Maryland State.
And as you can see, he has sent the Kansas Department of Corrections applications for visiting privileges.
Oh, good. You know, last week he got all this stuff from the Maryland Department of Corrections. He got the handbook and all the paperwork for admitting a new convict, and he's got that in his possession
now.
Got
it in the car.
He's going to have more information about prison.
Well, now, here is the application that this guy would like to have you fill out so you can come visit him in prison in Kansas.
How much pertinent information would an application like that include?
Name,
address, phone number?
Driver's license number, date of birth. Are you approved to visit another inmate?
Oh,
ever been convicted of a criminal offense?
Uh-huh.
Or are you on 9 questions? That's it. Am I on probation or parole?
All right, let me continue with the letter. Come see me, Charlie. You'll walk out a changed prison bitch. I dream of you, Charlie.
Uh-oh.
I have a tape that when I record your voice on, will you please scream or squeal like a pig?
Oh, boy.
It would give me such joy. I live for the day when I can hold you in a bloody embrace.
He wants to eat me.
Would I be asking too much if you would allow me to hook gator clips to my balls and while I'm effing you, plug it into a wall socket?
You know, I think the warden is going to start reading some of these letters.
Don't they read that stuff before it goes out?
No. According to the Maryland book, no.
They only read the stuff going in.
The stuff coming in, or if they have reason on the way out, they'll open it up.
Ah, such a joy. Can I eat your scabs, Charlie? Love me, Charlie.
Yeah, the warden.
My special basement is crying for you. Charlie, read a book by Robert R. McCammon called Swan Song, then ask me if I'm demented. Or a book called Red Dragon by the guy who wrote Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, man.
And also a good book.
Yeah.
Be good, Charlie. Don't worry. You'll be okay.
You read that book?
No,
I haven't.
He's read Hannibal, too.
Yeah.
Calling for the Pigs.
Scary.
Oh, and I've enclosed my institution progress report from the last few years. I save all of them just for you.
Good for you.
Enjoy, Charles.
I'd like to ask him to enclose some of those next time.
Have a nice day.
Well.
And then it says, P.S., get well soon, Don. Slow or stop the liquor. It will just screw up your liver further. Well,
know.
You know, for the record, it's my kidney, not my liver.
Don't correct him.
and he's drawn you a lovely picture of skull.
Yeah, that's the skull guy.
And he actually has sent copies of his offender review program.
Excellent.
Program classification and custody classification. So I guess we can find out. Let me see.
When he's getting out.
Yeah. Let me see.
What's he in for? You know, the Shawshank Redemption was on the other night, and I keep on I think of this guy and the warden.
That's nice.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see.
The beating that took place in the, you know, when he has his hands out and it's...
Sure.
That's going to be
okay.
Him.
He is in 3 years length of minimum service.
That's not enough.
8 months length of time remaining to serve.
I can guarantee you after reading some of these, that sentence might be added to.
8 months.
Two counts of past criminal behavior.
Such as? Doesn't say.
Hey, just as a number. Zero escape history. Zero escape characteristics. Zero special skill or associates. Ten. Okay. Here's a big one. 10 behavior characteristics.
Ooh.
So that's
could
a bad
be a violent
thing.
Person, I would think.
No special management needs. No detainers. Let me see. And that gives him a 13-item point total. And then they give you a scale on the bottom. Let me see. 1, 2, or 3 is exception recommended. 3, 4, 5, reserve. 8 and above, system risk.
So he got a 10 on the behavior, right?
Yes, his total was 13.
Oh, dear.
13, and apparently 8 is the worst.
All from behavior.
Right. He doesn't care much for the cell.
Let me see. Let's go to his program classification.
Oh, please.
Okay, here's his offense chart.
Good, let's hear this.
Burglary, theft, misdemeanor, theft. Okay?
That's what he's been caught for, of course.
You want him to stay in early jail.
He might be staying in a little longer.
Literacy, no program.
Keep the letters coming.
Academic education, completed his GED.
Hey.
Substance abuse, no program. Sex offender, no program. Right. Vocational education, no program. Pre-release, no program. Work release, no program.
So he's going to be a productive member of society when he comes out.
On this one, he did very well. And then we have his offender program review.
Okay, now this is somebody who, another review for the guy.
Where we will find out, where they give him a bunch of different treatment. For instance,
electroshock,
literacy, academic education, substance abuse treatment, sex offender treatment.
Well, he said he didn't have any issues with
these. I'm just giving you the categories.
Ah.
Vocational, pre-release, work release, and here is the answer. Quarters report, satisfactory. Current health, class 1. Good time award, no days.
Shocker.
Visiting list current, yes. Disciplinary convictions, yes.
Boom.
Work report, satisfactory. Detainers, none.
What are detainers, I wonder?
I don't know. And then it says final comments, recommendation.
What, do you think detainers mean, if it's a detainer, you would mean you have to stay longer or you're a violation or you're putting him in solitary or something like that?
I don't, and then the warden actually gets, it's like a report card.
Right.
The warden gets to write comments, recommendations.
Does not play well
Eddie
with
Albert.
Albert, right.
He has been awarded.
Shoot him!
Onto his sentence.
Longest yard, right?
Yeah.
Good time award, 60 days.
Hey.
This inmate is a good general worker.
All right.
So that's the...
only saw the letters.
They might be seeing them.
If they only knew that he wants to eat Charlie Stossel.
That's the report, and I will pass all of this on to you, Charlie.
Yes, you can put it.
Thank you, Don.
Put it in your big file that you have, Charlie.
That's right.
Your big giant file. Including the picture of Garfield with the giant penis and scrotum. And the picture of the head, the skull.
You know, even when he's talking about the feces, it's one thing, but when he talks about attaching something to his scrotum while he's effing Charlie.
Yeah, and plugging it into the wall.
Plugging it into the wall. Those are the moments where they're and then he mentions the books. That's a little creepy too.
He's just kidding around.
There we go. Yeah. Right.
Just funning.
Hey, it's out near Wichita, so you got a soft spot in your heart for him.
Of course I do.
Now, Charlie, are there any movies this weekend?
Yeah, we got two.
Okay, then hold on. Let's do a break. You know what? I might be able to work it up. Now
here we go.
It's the great Charlie Stossel's here.
Just be the first one. Careful.
I'm sorry.
It was cute.
I'm sorry.
You're still trying. You know what? Maybe the next time you get that urge, hold it, and then wait for another one to come along, and you'll combine the two, and you'll have a sponsorable fart.
I'm sorry. That's like the fourth time I've tried to fart today, and I have nothing sponsorable.
You've been ill.
I'm doing my best, though.
You're weak down there.
You're in rehab.
I'm coming to the place. I'm in fart rehab. Okay, we'll talk movies with Chuck right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
Slap Nut Funny, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're here with the Mother Chucker. And before we talk movies, we're going to continue on the jail stuff for a second. A
lot of prison information today on the show.
Because lots of convicts are calling us now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
This is Jeff. I just want to explain detainer to you. It means that there's an extradition request from another jurisdiction, usually for an outstanding arrest warrant or parole or probation violation. And because of that, when he served his sentence, rather than being released, he is still detained.
Okay, and does he go to the other jurisdiction when that happens? When he...
hearing to decide that, but usually that would be the case.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Let's go to a convict on line one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Have your lamb stopped crying?
You know, we had, like, Lisa had, like, six guys from jail.
Wow.
Or six guys who have been in jail who knew what was happening. They all hung up.
Probably very busy. There are bottles to fill up today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Pillows to fill. Hello?
Hello, yes. I was wondering if maybe one of Charlie's pen pals might have some insight as to how an inmate convicted of, like, say, tax evasion might fit into the prison social scene.
I think that would be directed at you, Mike. And don't you want to give us an update on your tax situation?
Yeah. Everything's fine. Got him off on time Monday night. Okay. Got him before the deadline on Monday night and got it out. And everything worked out fine. Haven't heard from my accountants, though. After my many tirades.
Huh.
You know, haven't heard from... Hello?
Well, didn't you officially fire them, or did you leave that?
I called our guy.
Right.
And, expressed my displeasure, and I have not heard.
Ah.
And I am now pursuing other avenues.
Well, that is not servicing the client.
No, it is not.
He, you know, Mr. Hello.
Yeah. I am very surprised, but I do not intend to call him. It'll be much like the way this whole process has been, that there is kind of like, an occasional communication from them, and then many, many weeks go by. And then during that week...
I don't know if you heard, Charlie, no. Mike hasn't paid his taxes yet.
I haven't. Way to go.
I have paid them.
He got an extension, and the extension ran out yesterday.
Ran out, and they were FedExing them to me to sign, and unfortunately they didn't get them. And, you know, it turned out, in all fairness, I hate to say this, because I hate to say it. Turned out, according to the driver for FedEx, he got lost on the mountain.
Yeah.
Well,
you want to read the handbook?
What's that?
The prison handbook. All right, hey, Charlie, before we talk movies, I know that there's always... I can't stop you because you're a loose cannon.
Yeah.
You've always got some kind of radical statement you'd like to make, so go ahead. This is your forum. Go ahead. Whatever's on your mind, Charlie.
Each and every week, I come in here, read prison mail, hear prison mail, and I'm brought to you by Doc Harry's.
What? Oh. Hey, all right. See how good his memory skills are.
No, you're not.
Oh,
I'm not.
They canceled.
Oh, look at how joyous he is. He's the bearer of bad news.
Did they cancel the sponsorship?
No, I was told in a conversation in the hallway that they were no longer doing that.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Hey, shocker.
So did we
it's
give
been
them
a good ride.
Did we give them a freebie just now?
And last week.
Really?
And I think the week before.
Well,
aren't there channels that they go through when that ends?
I think we should have Charlie sponsored by our hardworking traffic department, who really stay on top of things.
Hey, you know what? It's a shame we'll not be able to get to the bottom of that because it's 5:32.
It's true. Andy Wright has left 4 minutes on his way home.
Well, another week.
Well, then I just like to say, for the record,
mm-hmm.
that I ate a Doc Harry's. and there were bugs in my food.
Oh, my. This man is kidding.
No, a lot of people want to know how I got my kidney infection.
You can't say that, Mr. Geronimo.
And I told him I ate a Doc Harry's.
Wow.
I never had such a problem.
Bugs started eating my insides, eating my kidney out.
Bugs.
Yeah, well, listen, come on. If we've been giving them freebie-jeebies for the last 3 weeks.
There's an outside chance that they're maybe just on hiatus. And
then I'm just kidding. Then I'm just kidding.
It's a fine place.
The food there is great. All right, well, Charlie, I guess there's no time for your radical statement this week.
Damn it.
Instead, I'll ask, what is new at the cinema this week?
We got to share the information on your movies, Charlie.
Charlie and I were doing every line from The Natural during the commercial break, you know?
Go ahead.
All right.
You'll pardon the absence of light.
That's the judge from The Natural. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Good.
All right.
First one, actually...
And just for the record, my thought about it, I know it's a movie that's 20 goddamn years old, but...
Yeah, we all watch it, and we all kind of like that movie.
My thought about The Natural is it would be in my all-time top five movies if not for Glenn Close.
Right.
That, in my mind...
I agree with you on that.
Roy Hobbs would have had a hotter bitch than Glenn Close being the girl who had his baby.
Absolutely.
You know what movie she was good in? Where she was Klaus von Bülow's dead wife in a coma.
She's not bad as the Dalmatian lady, too. Cruella de Vil.
She's
good at that.
I don't know how I forgot this about coma. On Sunday night, after the Redskins-Ravens game,
right.
Channel 9 had people, who's that new Swahili...
The
anchor lady.
Kind of Indian looking.
Yeah, Javier Denzel.
Okay.
She's like Swahili or something like that.
Yeah.
So she's in the parking lot, and she's talking to the drunk Redskins fans, right?
Right.
Like 5:30 after the game. And she goes, I'm out here getting some crowd reaction. They had a guy that had the Redskins jersey on, Redskins hat. And she goes, what do you think? And he says,
I want to dedicate this to my dad. My dad is in a coma, and the last thing he said before I left today was, go Redskins.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, hello,
if he's in a coma.
If dad's in a coma.
He's not saying anything to anybody.
You're right, dad's not saying, go Redskins.
Unless he opened his eyes for a second. Or is it just like stupid TV speak where he's just making it up?
Yeah, he's making it up. Although there was a true story on the news about the guy who they fried.
Right, we talked about
this. The electric chair?
Last week that the guy had said right before they gave him the lethal injection, he said, last words, go Redskins.
Right, yeah, Skins are going to the Super Bowl.
I really, seriously have to probe my mind to find anything more sad than that. Well, I really do. Well, your last thing, they're going to give you the needle. And the last thing, go Skins!
All right, Chuck, two new movies this weekend. What are they?
Not a bad movie week. The first being Bedazzled.
Oh, right, with Elizabeth Hurley.
And Brendan Fraser, who does not ruin the movie. This is a story about this guy who is in love with the Kathy Lee Gifford lookalike in the movie. Allison is her name. And
this actor's name again is?
Brendan Fraser.
Fraser! We never get to use that.
He wants her in the worst way, and she just ignores him all the time. Well, Elizabeth Hurley, in the form of the devil, comes down and says, I will grant you what you want. Matter of fact, I'll give you 7 chances.
Foxy devil.
But I want your soul. And you can't get it right.
Goddamn, she's hot.
She is
one hot woman.
How Hugh Grant blew it with her.
You know, I think tomorrow we're going to start re-rating women for the year 2000. I think Elizabeth Hurley might be moving into my top five.
She's a strong, strong-looking lady.
Fantastic. Brendan Fraser cannot get it right. He wants to be rich and powerful and married to Allison Welch, turns him into a drug lord, and she hates him.
Does he swing on any vines and bump into trees?
No Tarzan.
Dudley Do-Right.
No man. No Dudley Do-Right. Nothing like that. But he's a very good victim in the whole thing. While Elizabeth Hurley really carries the movie. He is clueless. He wants to be a basketball player. Well, they make him 7'5" to 7'6". He sets all these records, but his thing remains, you know, an inch because it didn't go the height of him, so he can't satisfy women.
A lot of people have seen the trailers for this where he
has to get it right.
They turn him into a Spanish guy, you know, and he doesn't realize he can speak Spanish, and, you know.
Right, she's the devil, and he's like a numbskull guy. How good is the movie?
It's not as bad as you think. Harold Ramis directed the film. He's done Groundhog Day. He did Analyze This, you know, Riding Stripes and Animal House and being involved with Ghostbusters. He's pretty good at this kind of thing. It's not as bad as you think.
So how many porcelain dolls?
Two and a half dolls.
Two and a half dolls.
And you get to look at Elizabeth Hurley like in a lot of skimpy clothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. What's the other new one?
Pay It Forward.
Oh, man, I'm excited about this.
Which I cannot say enough good things about this movie. First of all, for you and Helen Hunt.
Yeah, now let me ask
you. Who has two jobs.
Let me ask you a question, though. Before you get into the actual, is this a good movie or bad movie, what the plot is. Is that a push-up bra?
I don't think so.
Or are her boobs...
Oh, no. I do think it's a push-up bra.
Okay, because her boobs... I mentioned this a couple days ago.
She was on Letterman last night.
I saw her on Letterman last night.
She's been in the gym, too.
And she looks fantastic. She absolutely looks as good. Her body looks as good as I've ever seen it. With that said...
And you see her in almost nothing, like bra, underwear. Her first job that you see her, she's
the
weight...
What I want to say is, to get to the breast question here... I think it is a push-up bra because her breast did not, as great as she looked, really almost the best I've ever seen her, the breast did not look huge.
Because they look, I mean, they looked fine to me in that scene in the Jack Nicholson movie where she comes to his front door and it's all rainy and
but
you,
I think
you,
you
can
you
see
were,
your boobs through.
You were talking about her boobs getting bigger, and I think that's because she
had like one of those Madonna pointy bras on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you combine that with the fact that you can just tell in her face, in her look,
right,
she's been in the gym.
Oh, and in this movie, don't they paint her up like a whore?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. in the opening scene of the movie, she's a waitress in a strip club with this blue-haired wig on, walking around in a real small top and a real small bottom, serving drinks to these guys who are grabbing at her and everything. Oh, she looks fantastic. The basic plot of the movie, which is much different than the book, this bears very little resemblance to the book version. She is a single mom with 11-year-old kid, played by, we'll call him the kid, Haley Joel Osment from
Sixth Sense.
Right.
A plot you can relate to. I'm just kidding.
There was an awful lot of this movie that was hitting home.
Really? Kevin Spacey give a kid a bath at all?
No, no bath. He's a teacher, somewhat disfigured from a burn.
Like you.
Find out about later.
Yes.
You know, disfigurement.
Yeah.
He's a teacher, and he gives the kids an assignment to where they're not expected anything. Nothing's expected of them in the world, so change it.
Right.
Do something in this world that will count. You have the whole year to do it. Well, the kid comes up with this thing called Pay It Forward, where you're going to do something good for three people. And it has to be life-altering. Something that's really going to affect him. He takes a homeless guy in one spot and gives him all his money.
All right, well,
No.
Give it away
I'm
now.
I'm not giving anything away.
And well, he relates to it, you know, because the guy he hangs out with a single mom and he's horribly disfigured. I mean, he's a burn victim, but Charlie's hair was burned off.
I know. I just don't want to know everything about the movie before I see it.
The idea of this Pay It Forward movement is if you are the recipient, in order to pay it back to who gave it to you, you have to do it for three people, and so on.
And it has to be life-altering?
Something that you could not do, like alcohol. Something you couldn't... I'm kidding. On your own.
Hey, after that article in USA Today about the, you know, teenage kids drinking causes brain damage, you know, now I wonder why... Now I know why my SAT scores were so low.
So, what the kid tries to do, because he starts identifying with the teacher and they become real close. He wants to hook his mom and the teacher up, and a lot of the movie is spent.
When's the shootout?
There is no shootout, although three words that might kill a movie normally, John Bon Jovi.
He's in the movie.
As Helen Hunt's alcoholic husband.
I think he's fantastic to look at.
He doesn't look like the old John Bon Jovi with the big hair and everything, but he is in the film.
Haven't we had Bon Jovi on the show?
We have.
Yes, we have. We're just tripping over ourselves to talk to him.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi. I will say, Don and Mike, you're dreaming and you're living on a prayer.
The movie is almost a combination of American Beauty and Field of Dreams, because the music, same guy wrote it, you have that tink, tink, tink kind of music that was in American Beauty. That's all in this.
What you're doing? You're ruining it for me now. Just tell me, is it a good movie or not? Did you like it?
I loved it. Absolutely.
How many dolls?
Four.
$4. Wow. It's a really $4.
Loved it.
A $4 movie is rare for even you.
Well, Almost Famous was a $4 movie.
Right.
Gladiator.
Right.
It's probably been about it recently.
All right, $4 movie for Charlie Stiles, Little Movie Man.
I can go back. I can remember all the $4 movies from Saturday.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's Movie Man, Charlie Stiles.
Oh, and don't forget about Contact.
Right, Contact. You've got Gladiator, Spartacus, and Ben-Hur.
Right.
All $4 movies.
No, but really, Contact was really one he really did give $4.
He loved that, and we hated it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah. You know what, Robbie? His music is stuck in that machine. There it goes. Yeah, hi. What can we do for you?
You can see Helen Hunt's boobies in Dr. T and His Woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, she's in two movies now, the Richard Gere movie.
Yeah, which no one is seeing.
Do they really show the breast in the Dr. T movie?
Yeah, she looks pretty good, but unfortunately that movie is probably the worst freaking movie.
Well, you know, yeah, there's a message out there, and I know you'll agree with me on this one, Don. Cast Shelley Long in a movie again sometime soon.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, really.
I'm with you there.
Uh-oh.
Hold on,
uh-oh.
Mike has a message.
Hey, Shelley Long.
You know what? Not sponsored.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, can I give a shout out?
I know you're feeling a little inadequate.
I'm going to. No, it has nothing to do with feeling inadequate.
I understand.
I'll replay it if you want to hear it again.
No, I don't want to hear it. You're absolutely right. I'll go along with it this time.
Hey,
I
can
really
I give
will.
A shout out, guys?
Just not strong enough.
Shout out who? Not thick enough.
I want to shout out to my wife, Maggie, and my beautiful baby, Noah. And my other two boys, Sean and Aaron, say, I love you. This is Daddy.
Okay. Thank you.
Very
thank
nice.
Thank you, sir.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye. All right, Charlie. That's it.
Get out.
You're out.
All right, guys.
Goodbye.
See you later. Check the trunk of your car in the back seat.
I have to delete that out because I said the name of the wrong restaurant. I ate at Doc Harry's recently.
Doc
I came
Harry.
Down to the West Nile virus.
Really?
Because there was a mosquito in my lasagna.
That's tough.
It was the worst.
When you ate the lasagna. It had a big old mosquito.
Big mosquito
in it. It just flew right out of the cheese.
Right. Time out. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
Time for more Host Chat with Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, on tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking Subway Series. Keith Olbermann, who's going to be doing the pregame show for Fox for the whole World Series, he'll be on.
And a funny guy, too.
Yes, we like Keith Olbermann. Talk to him again about his wacky medical condition that won't let him drive a car.
Huh.
Yeah, man, isn't he into, like,
weird collectibles and stuff?
Yeah, he's a nut. Also tomorrow, Dennis Murphy's coming by. He's going to be wearing a Speedo bathing suit.
Oh, yeah.
Shirtless, wearing a Speedo.
Yeah.
And we're going to be watching porno with Dennis. Buzz, don't forget to bring in your hardcore porno.
It'll be here.
We're going to be watching porno with Dennis to make sure he stays soft.
Absolutely. And we're confident he can. And then we're going to send him down, of course, to the big challenge where if he stays soft for a week,
right,
whatever it is.
Well, a weekend.
Right. A weekend with porn stars, he'll be in his own movie.
Right. I mean, it's convoluted, but it's what we're doing for Dennis. Dennis's trip is courtesy Egar's, the hottest cigar site on the planet, www.egars.com. I think we've mentioned a couple of times today. It's another historic day for the show.
Yes, it is.
The biggest ratings we've ever had.
Wow.
You made us here in D.C., the summer Arbitron ratings. We're number one, 12+, number one in 40 different demographics.
You made that happen, Washington, D.C., the people that listen to this show. You have done it again for us, and we cannot thank you enough.
So I asked the producer, Chuck Broyhill. I said, has anybody called the troll from the Washington Post? Because I think that at least one of these times when he writes the ratings recap, as he will in tomorrow's newspaper, I think it's only appropriate that you go with a heading that our show is number one, 12+ again.
Yeah, he's probably down in Williamsburg, you know, looking at the Colonial Village with the listener's girlfriend.
Well, he said to me, Charlie said, no, that Jeremy Coleman had called. And I don't trust Jeremy. So we're going to call the Washington Post right now.
And say, hey, we're number one again.
Yeah, and are you going to put it in your newspaper tomorrow?
We're very excited about this.
Sure. So we're going to try to call Frank Ahearns. You know him from As the World Ahearns.
Yes.
Right? The columnist we have all the problems with, the eunuch.
Frank Ahearns, hello?
Frank!
Frank, Don and Mike Show.
Frank? All right, I've just dumped that out. Hold on a moment, please, Frank.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oops.
Want to talk
to him off the air?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Just ask him to come on the air. We'll be nice to him.
How come he wouldn't come on the air with us? This is Don. Fine. You're what? You're not part of the show. We've written a soap opera about
you.
You're
a big part of the show.
You are part of the show. Why don't you just come on the show and tell us, as a journalist, how you're going to be writing the story about the ratings in tomorrow's newspaper? can't discuss material before it's published. What, can you tell me, is your lead going to be the fact that we're number 112 plus? He's going to take a look.
Say we'll be perfectly nice to him if he comes on. We will absolutely be nice to him if we come on, if he comes on the show.
Okay, what he's telling me now is that he doesn't get the entire ratings today. Rob, give me the ratings. Open my briefcase. Now, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll fax him over if you'll come on the air with us for a sec. What a pussy this guy is. Why can't you just come on for 1 second? I've got the entire book right here. I give you my word as a gentleman. I will immediately fax you all of the numbers that I have. I've got all the 12-plus, all the 25 to 54s. I'll send you everything. Just come on the air with us for 30 seconds.
30 seconds and we won't be mean to him.
You can get those from other sources.
Just come on, we won't be... where is he?
Hold on, pick up, Mike. He's on 444.
Hey, Frank, come on the air with us. We will not be mean to you, we promise. Well, we like being mean to you, but this time we won't. We won't do anything, but you just come on. I mean, all the other guys have come on with us. Jeff York used to come on with us, and Mark Fisher used to come on with us, and Rudy Marsky comes on with us, and he talks about material he's going to publish, please.
All I'd like to know is how our show being number 112 plus is right. Not the story of the market. It's going to make a mention.
Well, you know something, we haven't actually checked the records for things like this, but we've been doing this and getting these kind of ratings for so long now. We're thinking that if you went back and checked the history, that we must be breaking some kind of record.
You know, that I happen to have checked that in 25 to 49 adults, we've been number one 21 out of the last 24 books. You want a quote from us? All right, here's the quote. We should be your lead. We're number 112 plus.
Yes, that absolutely. Yes,
you may use that. We should be your lead. We're number 112 plus.
And we also want to thank our listeners because they're the reason it happened. We say that on the show, and you should put that in your column also.
And frankly, and this is not for you to put in the newspaper.
This is off the record, Frank.
Frankly, we don't believe there is the listener's girlfriend. Okay?
Yeah, and put a picture in there, too.
You know, why don't you have the balls to come on the air with us?
Come on, Frank, we'd love to have you. Witty.
You're having a nice conversation with us on the telephone.
We're having fun right now. Just, let our listeners share in that. Come on, please. Frank, listen, wait, hold on a second. Frank, all you have to do is hang up. If it's getting difficult for you, just hang up. No, but you look more like more of a pussy. You look like more of a big pussy if you don't come on the air with us.
Why don't you just at least come on the air and say, hello, this is Frank Ahearns, and I know that's not how you pronounce your name. Say, this is Frank Ahearns from The Post.
Hey, you know something? I don't think I can't remember in recent memory any time where we've gotten the pronunciation of your name correct. You could at least correct us on that.
Just come on and say, hi, this is Frank, however you pronounce your name from The Post. And I promise I'll take you off the air after you say that. Will you at least do that so our listeners know we're really talking to you?
Please, Frank. Please.
Because I already had to delete out the beginning part where you answered the phone and I said, will you come on the air? And you said no.
It's very difficult. And I mean, we're not going to, it's going to be just like this.
All you do is just come on and say, hi, this is Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post.
No, we're not. Frank, you come on and say that. I mean, we're telling you that, and if you tell us I don't want to be on the radio, then we have to delay it. We have to delete it.
But at least come on and say this is Frank Ahearns from The Post so our listeners know we're speaking to you.
Please.
Yeah, okay, fine. Put the please thing in there.
Say that we begged you to come on the air. That's fine. We're not proud.
So how about we just come on and identify yourself and that's all you have to
Frank,
say?
Frank, this is the most successful show in Washington, D.C. And that's the kind of
you
stuff...
You know that, but you never write that.
And we just want... I mean, this is another number one 12-plus book for us. And we want the world to know.
We're so successful, it's not news anymore. Please.
Frank.
Do you know that we're number one in 40 different demographics?
You are such a ween. You are such a ween.
And 12 different languages. You know, we're not making this up.
This is good material. And
why don't you at least just come on and say, hello, This is Frank Ahearns from the Post. That's all you have to say, and I'll hang up the phone.
Maybe you could send out, like, a greeting to the listener's girlfriend. I mean, really, Frank, please.
I'm sure she's listening to Wash.
There's the... She's out in Seattle listening to the radio out there. And that was an interesting column.
Hey, can we get the imaginary, the blow-up girlfriend?
Absolutely.
So come on, Frank. How about it? Just come on, say.
It's very one-sided, Frank, you see, because we're talking to you right now. Our listeners can hear our voice, but they can't hear your voice.
Just come on and say, this is Frank Ahearns from the Post. And then you can hang up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
There's nothing illegal with us calling you, talking to you on the radio without putting your voice on.
Do you think we'd beg and plead? Do you think we'd beg and plead if we were talking to you off the air? For God's sake, that would never happen. Is us talking to you? Yes.
What they've heard is us talking to you.
That is what they've heard. That's why we recap your sides of the conversation.
Yes. Because absolutely. Now we simply want to... We want to prove that we are actually making contact with you to say to you, if you're a real journalist, your lead tomorrow will be the fact that our show, once again, an avant-garde show, is number 112 plus.
And you know, it's really frustrating because we're having this conversation on the air, but we're really not because your voice cannot be heard. And you know, there's nothing that would be embarrassing to you right now.
All you have to do is just come on and say, this is Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post, and then you can hang up. Now, why wouldn't you do that? He will do that.
All right, I got to hang up my line first. So,
hold on.
What? You're not on the air yet? You're not on the air yet. Why? All right, hold on. Now, we're putting you on the air now, Frank.
All right, put him on hold first.
All right.
All right, hang up, Mike. All right, just hang up. Okay. All right.
Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go.
All right, now you're on the air. Say it, and then you can hang up.
This is Frank Ahearns of the Washington Post.
Okay, hang up.
Beautiful. There he goes.
He was here.
All right, that,
Oh, my God. And you know what? You know what? Here's a prediction, and I hope I'm wrong. But, you know, he went on the begging and pleading thing, which, I mean, I was doing that just as shtick, okay? I was not, and, you know, if he dwells on the fact that we begged and pleaded for him to come on the air, what the hell? I don't care.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You know, just print the facts.
Absolutely.
That's all we ask. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very proud of the fact that our listeners have rewarded us with number one ratings.
We are indeed.
We got no prize from the station.
No, the prize never arrived. And you know something? At this hour of the day, it is not going to arrive.
And frankly, I don't think it's too much to ask that the local radio columnist write about the most successful show in the market.
Amen.
That's all. Mm-hmm.
He enjoyed that conversation.
Of course he did.
He enjoyed it. I could tell.
Yes.
But he didn't want to linger, you know.
What a dope, though, thinking we're off the air.
I mean, really. He's a print guy.
What a daft prick. What? You mean this is on the air?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he came on the show.
Jesus. All right. Just so you know that's really Frank Ahearns.
And once again, thanks to everybody in Washington, D.C. that made this show number one again.
And now let's read the Post tomorrow and see what tale he writes.
Who knows?
I'm going to make you a bet right now. I'll bet you $20 right now we're last paragraph material.
If anything.
Mm. Yeah, last paragraph. Yeah. You know, I love nothing better. Wake up tomorrow morning and see the headline. You know, Don and Mike, number one again.
I mean, that would make a whole story. You know, what just happened would make a whole story. It'd be a very entertaining story.
Right.
But well, you've just given him something good to write about, and what would otherwise be a dry story to him. So
I think this may get good play.
I hope
frankly,
so.
Frankly, I don't think the man's bright enough.
And if you know, if that happens...
I really don't.
We'll call him and harass him every week.
I mean, let me see. What else could he write about? Who's number one in the morning? Hold on. Let me see. Morning ratings.
Who's number one in the morning?
Hold on. Well, I'll let you know. I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
WKYS.
All right. The country station.
No. That's a brother station.
Oh, okay. I don't get out.
And incidentally,
you don't.
WKYS in the morning has a 6.2. They're the highest rated morning show. In the afternoon, we have a 6.7.
That officially makes us
the highest rated
show in Washington.
Correct.
Wow. Hey, that's, and you know something? We just figured that out just now.
That's news. Right.
We're the highest-rated show in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Right. WKYS has a 6.2 in the morning. They're number one. We have a 6.7 in the afternoon. We're number one.
So we're the highest-rated.
Right.
We're the highest-rated.
Higher ratings in the morning. Why don't you write that, Ahearns?
Ahearns!
Ahearns!
I really hope he...
He mentions everything. I hope he includes everything.
You know, and if any one of these print guys ever figured out, they'd be able to give their side of the story on this show.
Right.
You know, we would give them free will to say what they want. Now, we would reserve the right to tell them they're full of crap.
Mm-hmm. And what's this business about, I can't talk about anything until it's published? That's not, I mean, what do columnists do?
Right.
I mean, they talk to people and say, hey, I'm writing a column about such and such.
He's going to write
a comment on.
He's going to write about the numbers that everybody in radio already has to.
Sure. Right? It would be an interesting column.
Okay. Well, that's it. And we finally got him on the air as the world Ahern.
Fantastic.
You got a message, Mike?
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Don't let us down this time.
Oh, it was too short.
I can't give it to you.
You are being a taskmaster today.
I can't give it to you.
The bar's been raised.
I thought it was going to be better.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was going to be better.
The strike zone has been closed.
Yes, it has.
I'm sorry. You got to bring a little more.
Strike zone.
A little more to the table.
Absolutely.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Paula, why don't we have more black guests on this show? Black people find Larry to be white.
The cure for your anal spasm.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing, guys?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right. I was just listening to your discussion with Mr. Ahern from the Washington Post.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist myself, and I can tell you exactly why he was not going to write about your ratings until you gave him some good material in the phone call.
Well, he still won't, and I'll tell you why he won't write about us, because he's like all the other pricks that have written the radio column for the Post. They enjoy ignoring us.
And then we say something about it, and then it turns to hatred.
Yeah, but I think Buzz was right. I think when you called him up, you gave him some fresh material.
Let's see what happens tomorrow.
Listen, if the guy really wanted fresh material, the guy could turn on his radio any day and listen to our show any day.
Absolutely. Right, but the fact that you're number one in the market again and again and again is not in and of itself news. It's just PR, basically.
No. See, that's what you don't get. That is news.
That is news because if you're writing a radio column.
Because
actually, what would be news is if you fell from number one month to number 10. That would be news.
Because there are not many success stories like our show
right. In
radio, and there's no show that's a success like ours in D.C.
Not at all.
Year after year after year after year.
And every other show that is even approached.
That's a feature. I can give you that would be a feature. The fact that there's no other radio show like yours in D.C. But month in and month out, you know, it's old hat.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that in and of itself would be the story, you know, is the successful.
Yeah, but that would be a feature story, not a news story.
No.
No.
It's a news story because the ratings only come out four times a year.
And it's a news story because number one in 40 demographics, that's never been done before. Number one beating the morning shows, that's got to be news. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, but he doesn't like you guys, and so that's why it's not.
Right.
There you go. Now you're on it.
That's what I said to you before, Jesus.
You know, it's no surprise you're a print guy.
Damn dummy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, is this Don?
Yeah, and Mike. Hello.
And Mike. Hey, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I love your guys' show, but I'm a little curious as to what these ratings really mean. I don't understand. You guys are always talking about them, but I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
Well, it's real simple. It's the percentage of people who are listening to the show.
Well, what did you say? Can you repeat what your ratings were this month?
No, because it's very boring. Suffice to say, we're number one.
That's the most important number, and that's the only one you should trouble yourself with, the fact that we're number one.
I don't want to keep boring people listening to the show with reading the same numbers over and over again.
I hate explaining ratings. We can't do that on the radio, explain what the ratings are all about, and I hate explaining it to people off the air, too. It's tedious.
It's confusing, but just suffice to say, we're number one. Hello?
Somehow I don't think he was satisfied with that.
No, the guy just hung up on us.
He didn't want to listen.
Hello, no. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello?
What was that?
I don't know.
Look, that was very weird.
I got enough of that. I got a new one for you.
Okay.
Okay. A new slant on nipple and anus.
Oh.
Yeah. Because we haven't done this for a while.
Sure.
Now, it's today, both
wow,
Al Nipple and Victor Anus are going to be blind.
Okay.
Oh. And the reason we're blind,
yes,
and that we're doing a blind radio show,
right,
is because we're going to be calling Birmingham, Alabama. The reason is they have a statue, a mascot, a 56-foot-tall statue of the god Vulcan.
Okay.
And what they've done, they've taken it down and they are taking it apart to repair it.
Right.
As a bonus for blind people in Birmingham, Alabama, they have tours where blind people can feel the statue from head to toe.
The statue of the god Vulcan?
Yes, and the Vulcan wears...
Is that like a Spock god?
The Vulcan wears a toga.
All right.
And his ass is exposed.
Okay.
Meaning that blind people...
Good.
...could come over and actually feel this statue's bare ass.
Fantastic.
And the only way that we could book an interview was to tell the lady that both Al and Vic are blind.
Very good. All right.
So if you're ready, I believe they're ready for our call.
Excellent.
Oops. Hold on. They asked a lot of questions, like, what is the show about?
Mm-hmm.
We said it's two for the road.
Two for the road. It is. It's the Victor, Al Nipple Victor Anus show.
Al Nipple Victor Anus, and we're blind.
Very good. And, you know, really, in their real life, the characters would be blind, probably. Legally.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Is this Tracy?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, hi. I hope you don't mind going on the radio. My name's Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Two for the Road show on the Westwood One radio network. We understand that you're expecting our call this afternoon.
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me. I'm proud to be on here.
Great to talk to you. You know, we are visually impaired here on the Nipple and Anus show, both of us, both me, Al, and my partner, Vic.
And we're fascinated about the statue that you got out there. You know, let the people that are visually impaired come by and feel your statue. It's fantastic. How long will they be able to feel the statue?
Well, we're having tours for the entire month of October. There are several dates throughout the month that have been set up that where they can come and take a tour and get an up-close look at all of the pieces that are disassembled there on the ground. So.
Bing-bong! Traffic and weather together coming up. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Going to be giving away another book on tape in just a couple of seconds. I'm Hal Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Good afternoon. We're talking right now to a woman from Alabama.
And they got a statue that they're dismantling, and darn it, I'd like to hop on a plane right now and go down there and feel the statue myself.
Now, can you tell me how many people are feeling the statue? I'm just saying you can actually feel the statue's buttocks. Is that true? You could feel the statue's buttocks?
Well, all of the pieces are down on the ground. The statue has stood over the city of Birmingham as an icon of the city for since the turn of the century.
That's fantastic. I'll tell you right now, I love a good statue. There's nothing like going to see a monument. I really enjoy that. Just last week, Mrs. Anus and I went over to see the Lincoln Memorial, and man, was that impressive. Wish they could dismantle that and I could feel it.
Yeah, I was going to just ask you something. How did you see it?
Oh, Mrs. Anus took me. She took me along, and I just, she described it to me, Al.
You know, we are both visually impaired. And hi, everybody, I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
It's the Duke for the Road show. And it's now Bing Bong. You know, I'm sorry, I can't feel the clock. Rob, I need a time check, please.
Oh, it's 6:19, 41 minutes shy of the 7.
40 minutes ahead of the hour, everybody. Traffic, weather together coming up. We're going to be talking to Jose Feliciano later on today's show. We're talking to... right now from Birmingham, Alabama. Good afternoon. And your name again is Tracy.
Correct.
And
we're excited about your statue, that's for sure. And I'll tell you, I'll be looking forward to going down to Birmingham. And
how long will the statue be there for visually impaired people to come down and take a feel?
We've got tours set up for the month of October. But he will be down for a while. He's not expected to be fully restored and back up on his pedestal until 2004.
Tracy, will those tours entail feeling anything else in the city?
No, you just get to tour around the pieces.
You know, I have to apologize for my friend, Mr. Anus. He loves coming on with the blue humor.
Well, no, I didn't mean anything by that, Al. I was simply asking if there was a chance that, you know, we could go around and feel various other monuments. That's what I'd like to do. You know, let my fingers do the walking, so to speak. And, you know, speaking of feeling, I'm feeling lucky because I know you're going to be giving away another one of those fabulous books on tape in just a few minutes.
That's right. We got the latest John Grisham thriller going to be coming up in just a moment.
Fantastic.
Bing Bong is 21 past the hour. Also, tonight when you listen to Joe Ardinger, he's going to be talking about the ATMs. Now, you know, a lot of times the ATMs, they have Braille pushers.
There you go. It's a fantastic addition. Not all of them have it, though, and we're 100% behind getting all those ATMs taken care of. How are your ATMs in Birmingham?
I believe they all they do have some Braille there.
Good.
On the ATM.
Fantastic.
They should all have it. Also tonight, Jordan.
You can also feel, in addition to the pieces of the statue, we have Braille descriptions along with them to explain what the pieces are.
You know, that's so beautiful for anybody that's in our situation. Bing bong, it's 21 past the hour. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Good afternoon. Listen, you are listening to the Two for the Road show. We're going to have some music after we get done talking to this young lady. Got the latest from Stevie Wonder. I take it back. It's Stevie Wonder from Songs in the Key of Life, one of my favorites. Sir Duke, about Duke Ellington. That one's coming right up. Any final thoughts there, Vic?
I'll tell you right now, I just look forward to getting out of here and going out of Birmingham, Alabama. And, of course, that's right near Georgia. And I got Georgia on my mind. By the way, Ray Charles coming up in just a few seconds
here. We want to thank Tracy. Tracy, I'm sorry I can't feel your last name. It's
Bischoff.
Bischoff.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Bischoff from Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you for joining us. And once again, God bless you for helping all of the people who are visually impaired.
Thanks a lot, Tracy.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I got a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses right now. If you are the 18th person to call.
Oh, God.
I couldn't keep it going.
Oh, my God. When you said books on tape, it got me right there. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
There he is now.
Yeah. Fantastic. Speaking of Jose Feliciano, here's one of his great hits.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
I already got a pair of Reeboks right now. Excuse me, a pair of Ray-Bans.
Chico.
Don't be discouraged.
Don't get discouraged.
You know, for goodness sakes, we can give you a pair of PF Flyers and tell you they're a pair of Reeboks, you wouldn't know the difference. That'd be one great thing about doing a blind radio station for blind people. Hey, call right now, win a Ferrari.
There you go.
Then you give them a Volkswagen.
Hey, that's a clever little turnabout there, y'all.
They don't know the difference.
Al Nipple, you're a crazy one.
So are you, Victor Aina.
Right back at ya. You
can see the new slant, being blind.
Oh, my like God.
It. That's a new take on that.
Visually impaired, and we can always go to Alan Victor whenever there's a story like that.
Love that. Okay, love that lady down in Birmingham, too. You know, like she couldn't tell that was a goof?
I think she could towards the end there. I could tell by, you always talk about the end. All right, goodbye.
But she didn't mind. I don't
know. So, all right. Mind. Well, here he is now, everybody. A guy who can see everything with his special x-ray specs.
Yeah, super guy. A guy that, he's a little longer of the tooth than we are, but I'll tell you right now, he can CCC.
It's time for Buzz. Oh, let's set up Buzz's news.
Yes, please. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He made it up.
He made it up.
And what's your leave there tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, Alan Vic, the president issues a warning and the army makes a fashion statement.
Okay, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
For news and
coming
comments.
Up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very.
That was very. I can't feel your name professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what? I forgot all about doing a giveaway here in this hour, so let's do one now. Call 100.
Yeah.
At 877-365-3636.
Hey, hey.
Be advised.
Everything's better by
me. We're giving away cereal.
Yum. What kind?
We are giving away boxes of both Frankenberry. And Count Chocula cereal.
Oh, what about Boo Berry?
Halloween cereals along with Boo Berry.
Boo Berry.
Can be found at grocery stores nationwide. Happy Halloween from General Mills. Call 100 if you want cereal. And yeah. do they win the bobblehead doll as well?
I don't think so, because it doesn't say so. Maybe we get that closer to...
You won that earlier today, Rob.
That's great.
That's in Rob's office. Frankenberry's in Rob's office.
All right, so be call 100 right now. New York, stand by.
Uh-huh.
We'll offer you the same chance to win cereal.
Oh, right. Man, it's great cereal. Frankenberry Count Chocolate. Do we have any boxes here at the station? My kids love that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not one of those parents that goes crazy on the health issues.
Yeah, listen. Before we get to Bud, I just want to say, hi, Charlie.
Charlie has a line about that when I came into his office.
Yeah,
no. Why do I want
Charlie?
That's Charlie. That's Charlie's new comedy bit that he was working on in his office.
Right.
Yeah, he said he wanted to do it. It went over very well.
What is the bit? You lost
it's
me
not,
with the
it's
bit.
It's not a bit. I just, rather than saying shh,
to Mike.
He said he's nice.
Because you're Mike.
Because I'm Mike.
Okay, because you're Mike.
You know, a Charlie Broyle way to bust my balls, as he does every day.
Well, look, I was just outside at the mailbox area.
Yes.
Talking to Erica, and I saw, can you give these to Don and Mike, please? From Donna.
Huh.
And they're an envelope for each of us.
All right.
And I thought, hey, the station finally came through with the prize.
That must
right?
be it.
Right? For being number one in the ratings. And I didn't open yours. I just opened mine. I'm okay. sure that they read the same.
Yeah.
Memo. Your medical and dental premium was not adjusted on January 1st, 2000, when it went up from $71.50 to $78 per pay. Unfortunately, we didn't catch this mistake. I adjusted your premium for payroll and will backdate the rest of your premiums on your next payroll. The difference between is $6.50 times 18 pay periods, $117. This is the amount that will be deducted from your paycheck on 10/31/00. Sorry for the inconvenience. Let me know if you have any questions. Thank you, Donna. Oh. There you go, Mike. I thought that
Can
they
I
would
see
have
mine?
There you go. I thought that they would have a wonderful prize for us.
No, they want money
for finishing number one in the ratings. But as it turns out, the good news is that we owe more money for our medical and dental premiums.
That's not what mine says.
What does yours say?
To Mike O'Mara from Alan Limewand, RE Ratings. When you leave this evening, go downstairs and get into your brand new car.
Oh, come on. Now, let me see yours.
Your medical and dental premium was not adjusted.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing at this place.
Of course it is.
We supposed to bring this home?
Yep. Thank you, yep. Donna. I messed up, but you have to pay more money.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Good luck to you.
Bring it home and give it to your honey cutty.
Hold on.
All right. Let me get that call 100 right now. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Am I caller 100?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Hi. What's your name?
I don't want no damn cereal. I'll call back later.
Okay.
He doesn't want cereal. Can I have his cereal, Don?
No. But what I don't get is the guy knew we were giving away cereal.
That's right.
He says, am I caller 100? Then he says, I don't want no damn cereal.
And let me tell you something, everybody. I know we got a prize closet full of cereal, and it's not because I'm Mike O'Mara. It's because my kids would like that, and I want to bring it home.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You want cereal?
Yeah.
You want a box of Frankenberry and Count Chocula cereal?
Oh, it's great stuff.
Good kids that'll eat that up.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, another like-minded parent.
From General Mills. Now, listen, when Rob was orgasmic before the show today telling me about this,
Rob's got good taste in that regard.
Rob is telling me that this cereal is hard to find, right?
Frankenberry is not marketed in this area.
Count Chocula is, but Frankenberry is not. And Boo Berry, you might as well be on a desert island.
And Boo Berry is an exciting cereal because if you eat an entire box of that, your excrement will be Kelly Green. I've done it. It's exciting. Scared the hell out of
You've
me.
You've eaten an entire box of blueberry?
It's all I had.
And listen, New York City, now that you've heard the excitement, that is free cereal.
Frankenberry.
Got it for you right now. If you live in the tri-state area, call WNEW. Call our lines. Time operators are standing by. 877-365-3636.
Get ready to wrap your tonsils around some delicious breakfast cereal.
The 100th caller from New York right now gets cereal. And you're going to try again?
All right.
Okay. That's sponsorable.
We have a winner.
Thank you very much.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Wonderful.
So, New York, now call for free cereal.
Free cereal, baby.
Let's go to Buzz, who's been waiting patiently to give us news and comments.
Hi, Don and Mike. President Clinton had a warning today for the terrorists who blew a hole in an American ship in Yemen last week.
President Clinton.
Speaking at a memorial for the 17 who died in that blast, the president addressed the families of the dead and the wounded. Even some of the wounded were in the crowd, brought to the service by ambulance. At the home port of the USS Cole in Norfolk, Virginia, the president said this.
Where are we going? Come on, Eleanor and Mayor. Where are we going? No. No. Come on. Come on.
That does not sound very remorseful.
I think that was an open mic behind the scenes. We heard the president. He didn't want to be saying that. After the confusion, the president said, here we go.
Oh, here we go. All right, here is the president.
Why do you use lemons?
If you smell, I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
But maybe it was for some other reason that I didn't understand.
I love him.
I even went to a supermarket to look at lemons.
That's not President Clinton.
Hello.
What is the tape you want, really?
President Clinton talking to the families and warning the terrorists today.
Okay, here he is.
I know that there are network people who ask for
it sounds like
hands
Bill Cosby.
Hips, shake your head, more money, attitude, more life.
That's not the president.
Modif.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm sorry. Enough goofing around. Serious.
Try this tape here.
Okay. President Bill Clinton.
That's right.
His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale.
That's Peter Gray.
And gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
And Bill Shatner.
A mountain gorilla. Gigantic. I got scared.
Okay, here he is. Here's Clinton right here.
For those who attack them, we say, you will not find a safe harbor. We will find you. And justice will prevail.
The U.S. government, meanwhile, is warning Americans in the Middle East to brace themselves for more terrorist attacks. The State Department says it's gotten information that more trouble's in the works for Americans in the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Peninsula, and Turkey.
Out of my way, jerk-ass!
The government says Americans in those places should avoid big crowds and demonstrations and keep a low profile in general.
That was a tape from one of the terrorists, wasn't it?
Right. Out of my way, jerk-ass!
Americans in the region are also being advised to take different routes to and from work, and to be careful about the mail they open. The U.S. Army is making a fashion statement. The Army's chief of staff caught a lot of people off guard yesterday when he announced that starting next summer, all soldiers will start wearing berets.
Yes. Now listen. Hi, everybody. This is Sergeant Hyman. And I'm here to announce that the beret is back. The beret is beautiful, and the beret is what today's Army is all about.
Until now, berets were only for the most elite soldiers, like the Army Rangers and the Green Berets.
Didn't the French invent the beret, Sergeant?
Why can't everybody have the beret? And I think that most dreamy things came from France.
All right. All right, Sergeant, if you feel that way. But for as long as I can remember, the French have been effing us.
The Army Chief of Staff
You're
says...
You're goddamn right. I've been loving it.
Army Chief of Staff says he thought the berets would help morale by making all the soldiers feel special.
There you go.
Of course they will. Who doesn't look good in a beret?
Horse hockey. Everybody looks good in a beret.
Members of those elite forces, though, say it will hurt their morale and do nothing for the rest of the soldiers. Quoting one, the morale problem in the military is not something you solve by changing hats. It's going to look silly.
No, you put them in a fez.
Come on, we're the fighting fags of the 444. We're the fighting fags of the 444. With General Fez.
Oh, we are the fighting fags of the 444.
Buzz, hold on.
All right.
Let's do this, and we will come right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
And listen, if it's any help to you, I think you did the right thing.
Really? You're not just saying that.
No, I mean it. Really. You two didn't get along. You said it yourself. All you ever did was fight.
You're right. Thank you. That's all we ever did. I'm telling you, we fought, and then we had great sex. Come
on over. America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
Here we are. Hold on, Buzzy. Let me see who's on the phone here.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Now we're backing off on that. Hello, we're doing great, thank you.
Hi, I'm sorry about that. My name is Mary. I'm calling from New Jersey. Guys, you're great. And Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, your joke yesterday about the TLBB, the listener's butt buddy, you had me laughing so hard that I almost crashed my car.
That's good. Don't crash your car, but thank you very much. And our ratings are going up in New York City.
Thank you, Mario.
We're working on it.
All right. Thank you, Mario.
Bye-bye.
Super Mario.
Super Mario.
From New Jersey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Don and Mike, I'm really disappointed on you today that you didn't hit on what the quote that Kathy Lee Gifford said about Regis. I waited all day for that.
Where did Kathy Lee say something about Regis?
Well, she says that... they're going to need whoever is going to co-host. They're going to need all the luck in the world because they're going to. You're under scrutiny for number one, and it's very difficult. And she said only she and Joy, she said, should only Joy should replace her because she and Joy know the magic
mark. You know, it's really great when somebody calls to say, hey, I'm really disappointed in you guys for not, and then goes into a quote that is so lengthy that I don't
I'm
even,
reading
I can't
it out
even
of paper right here.
Out of what paper?
Out of the a paper in California.
She was actually on Inside Edition, which is what the newspaper was quoted.
She says only that she and Joy know the exact amount of how to kick Regis's butt and how to kiss it, too.
If you want to read it yourself, I believe it was published in the Dumb County Times.
Well, all right. Anyhow, I thought maybe you guys would have commented about that today.
We would have if we received the Dumb County Times.
We didn't get it today.
I'm sorry, honey, we received 5 or 6 newspapers today, and it wasn't in our newspapers.
Okay, we'll catch it tomorrow, then.
Okay.
Or, thank you.
Or 3 months ago when we originally had the story.
Thank you. Hello, John and Mike show. I like it when Buzz gets mean.
I'm sorry.
It's true. It's
hello. Only... What's mean about Dumb County Times?
Hello, John and Mike show.
Nothing.
Hello. Hey, you... Never mind.
Oh, all right. Good like for him. That. The how you doing guy gave up. All right, now let's go back to Buzz. Oh, although on Regis today, I was just telling Mike, they did pare down the 10 pig women of radio. Okay, they did pare it down from the hundreds to 10.
They have 10, and then they're going to go to 5 from that, right?
Yeah, and of course, as I think I predicted yesterday.
Other times when you have to have fresh breath.
Ellen Kay from the Rick Dees Show was there. She's a piece of ass.
Yeah, shocker.
The only pig that they picked out of the hundreds of radio pigs that sent in the tapes was Delilah. And have you ever heard Delilah's show?
No, I have not.
Okay, this is a gigantic joke with Broyhill and I, that this show is on up by the beach.
Right.
And when Broyhill and I are driving back from the beach, we listen to the show. It's like a love songs format.
Right.
And she's the most condescending, bitchy woman you've ever heard in your life.
Delilah.
But she tries to sound real sexy.
Oh, really?
So every time Broyhill and I are in the car, we're coming back from the beach or something, we listen to this, we laugh our asses off. Well, this morning, I saw a picture of Delilah.
Big woman.
On TV. And I mean, she makes Kathy Whiteside look like Kate Moss.
Oh! And
Delilah. She is gigantic.
So I guess when do we find out who are the final 5?
I think tomorrow. Uh-huh. I think all the house frows are supposed to go to Regis.com and vote today on which ones they want to be.
Is there
on
a chance that one of the 5 will be Gilman and Drag?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so.
I don't think so, but what a ridiculous premise.
Right.
To get a co-host to have the pig women of radio.
Hey, and they're squeezing as much out of this selection process as they possibly can, aren't they?
Yeah. And Buzz, hold on. I do have one more important call that I do have to take. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. I'm down here at Pentagon City.
Hi, Dennis.
What, are you at the mall?
Yeah, picking up my Speedo for tomorrow.
Oh, you find one that fits?
The only size I could have was 40, and that's the highest.
Well, aren't you a size 40 waist?
Yeah, I'll take up 2 inches.
Well, do you wear jeans, Dennis?
Yes.
And what size jeans do you wear?
You know, 42.
42.
Right, well, get a 40 Speedo and just squeeze it into the best you can.
Okay, but I'm here at Pentagon City, and I'm on my way to purchase my Speedo.
Do you want people to come down and visit you at Pentagon City tonight?
Hey, actually, I'm at the food court left by Ruby Tuesdays at Pentagon City.
All right, this is the food court by Ruby Tuesdays. If you'd like to help Dennis pick out the Speedo he'll be wearing on the show tomorrow.
Yes, well, please come.
Everybody that would love to meet Dennis Murphy, visit Dennis at the food court at Pentagon City Mall next to Ruby Tuesday.
As he buys the bathing suit that he'll be wearing tomorrow to come down and watch some of Buzz's porno so we can make sure that he doesn't get a stiffy.
Right.
And by the way, it's my birthday. Thank you.
It's your birthday today?
Oh, remember, he said that a million times just because
he wanted to
come down. Free show.
Right, exactly.
Happy birthday. All right, well,
okay, see y'all later.
Make sure you're on time tomorrow.
Yeah, early, right?
Early, be here for the first break.
Okay, Ruby Tuesdays, Pentagon City, food court.
All right, and listen, Dennis, happy birthday.
He's gone. Oh, you didn't hear your happy birthday.
Oh, good. Now let's go to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. It could have been much worse, and at one point today it was. The Dow Jones was down by more than 400 points late this morning.
Hey, did we ever get any takers on that trip to Rome that we said we would give away a free trip to Rome to the first guy who killed himself?
I think it bounced back too much today, Don, so we didn't have anybody that was going to commit suicide to give their family a trip to Rome.
It did bounce back, but it did close below the 10,000 mark for the first time in more than 7 months.
Listen, I'm telling you, that's the danger. I've said that all along. When it goes below 10,000, that's when we're in deep S.
Yeah, deep doo-doo. Well, what started out as a plunge at least wound up as just a dip. In the end, the Dow was down 115 points. NASDAQ closed down 43. it could have been worse. Remember that. The ratings for...
Yeah, you're still stuffing yours in the mattress, aren't you?
Well, I've got that union pension, you know.
He's on the Joe DiMaggio plan.
There you go.
Did you read that crap about Joe DiMaggio?
What did he do?
Well, there's a book out about Joe DiMaggio that says he used to carry around like $600,000 in a bag, in a big hefty bag, and that he was all mobbed up. And then he used to beat up Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
It's a great book. I mean, it's great because there's all these revelations about Joe D.
Let me see if I've got this straight.
Joe D.
Carry the bag around over his shoulder like Santa Claus.
He had it in his house.
Kept it in a bag in his house.
Like a big garbage bag with $600,000 in cash.
So he kept two bags in his house.
You're really only giving one side because the book also says that Marilyn really wouldn't listen.
Oh, stop it! You got
the minister of hate. The ratings for the Fox show Dark Angel held steady last night, and the ratings for the presidential debate sank to a new low.
That Dark Angel, that is one kick-ass show.
And she's hot. Fewer than 25 million people watched the debate coverage on ABC and CBS. Ford had a chance to make its Explorer less top-heavy and passed on that chance, according to the Los Angeles Times.
Hello, I'm Jock Nasa. I'd like to tell you about the new Ford Explorer. We've actually put weights right above the visors on the car to add weight in a turn so you can roll it. What fun it will be for you and your entire family.
The paper says that when Ford redesigned the Explorer in the mid-90s, it could have used a new suspension system that would have lowered the SUV's center of gravity by lowering the engine.
Well, live and learn.
But the paper says Ford decided that would be too expensive and cut into the profit margin too much. Ford denies it has a rollover problem. Quoting a spokesman, Explorer is an extremely well-designed vehicle.
You know, it's a rollover problem. This is Louis Anderson. Time out, please. Right. Hey. Secret sound. Survey says. That's what it is, not secret sound. Survey says. Survey says. I can't roll over. Survey says. Time out, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think we ought to have a few words from the late Ed Sullivan. Well, I did want to deliver a few words. F*** you. You bald-headed bastard. You made your last appearance on CBS TV.
Who let the dog bow?
They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And now back to Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike. New Yorkers who aren't in the stadium for the Subway Series will be glued to their TV sets, but will the rest of the country be watching?
I believe so.
Well, if the playoffs are any indication, the answer is no. The TV ratings for both the National and American League Championship Series were down this year by one-third compared to last year.
Now, even though most people outside of New York hate New Yorkers, there is something exciting about the Mets and the Yankees.
It's a huge sports story. It's probably the sports story of the year. It really is. No question.
And recapping our bet, I've taken the Mets.
Right.
Mike's taken the Yankees.
And?
Loser sits right in Midtown Manhattan, right off 888 7th Avenue where the station's located.
On a commode.
Right. In an adult diaper.
Right.
No shirt. Wearing face paint of the team that loses.
And occasionally shouting, I'm a pretty girl.
Oh, that's only if it's a sweep.
If it's a sweep, right.
Exactly. Okay. But they got to stay down there, whoever, Mike or me, for an hour during the show when we go up to New York after the World Series is over.
Right. And we check with all the authorities, too, because I'm not going to Rikers Island over this bet.
And we got some guy that called the name. He's supplying the toilet and everything.
Right.
And we'll be up in New York next week. Doing a Halloween show up there, and hopefully one night we'll be able to finagle some tickets to go see one of those games.
Excellent. The Indiana University freshman who was...
And we won't drink if we go to the ball game.
No way.
None of us will drink.
That's
no,
right.
Those days are behind us.
That's right, Mike.
The Indiana University freshman who was also Bobby Knight's last victim at the school has now withdrawn from classes there. Kent Harvey now joins his brothers Kyle and Kevin in leaving the campus.
Incredible!
What about his father?
His father?
Paul. The whole family moved out of Indiana last month just after Knight was fired.
What about his other brother?
His other brother?
Steve.
Steve Harvey. Very funny. Kent,
King of comedy.
Kent is the guy who reportedly said, "Hey, Knight," and got grabbed by the hot-headed coach. And he says he got several death threats in the days after Knight was fired. Where do you go for the latest in music? Well, the NFL Today on CBS, of course.
Of course.
Today comes word that Sammy Hagar will do a song from his new album on the CBS show this Sunday.
Know, we got to get Nancy on the show to tell them what an abortion that show has
become.
What are they doing now,
hey? Anything they can. In Los Angeles, like a lot of places, you can put stickers and signs on your car that talk about fetuses and saving the whales and such, but you cannot put a for sale sign on a parked car. The law went on the books in the 70s because somebody thought the signs looked bad and caused a traffic hazard with people slowing down to look at them. Last year, 500 people in L.A. paid $35 fines for breaking that for sale sign law. This in a town that has dentist offices with huge squirting toothpaste tubes and fast food restaurants shaped like giant donuts. Now, a judge is about to overturn the law, especially since it only applies to parked cars. Quoting the judge, the court cannot fathom how a sign in a parked car is more dangerous than the same sign in a moving car.
You know, there's a lot of people who are pissed off by that. There are, for instance, like a big area around here, areas where people get the VRE,
right,
the Virginia Rail, or where they get the Metro, or they get on the Metro line or train.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends,
mm-hmm,
people turn these abandoned parking lots,
right,
into virtual showrooms to sell their cars.
Exactly.
Because nobody uses the transportation on the weekend.
Yeah.
And the cops now come out there and shut it down.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's just all it is good old American ingenuity.
Okay. Right. People just putting for sale signs in the window of their cars.
Not really being used.
It's not a bad deal.
The lovely Elizabeth Hurley is coughing up cash and apologies after filming an Estee Lauder commercial during the Screen Actors Guild strike against commercial producers.
I'm the devil.
Hurley says that being from England, she didn't know about the strike, and she blames the cosmetics company for not telling her.
Hopefully she knew about it.
The infraction could conceivably cost her career.
Don't you think you're being a little hard on Elizabeth Hurley, Don? Hard on Elizabeth Hurley.
Hard on. She actually faces a hearing about this later this year. In the meantime, she's apologizing and kicking $25,000 into the union's strike relief fund. That ought to help.
That's terrific that she's doing this. She's good people.
Yeah. And lovely.
Hard on.
Maybe you've heard
Elizabeth Hurley.
Maybe you've heard of a product called melatonin. It's a chemical produced by the human body.
I have. I love it. I love mine on cereal.
It's available over the counter for people who have trouble getting a good night's sleep.
Talk to what the head of this company does when he works out.
Melatonin.
Thank you for that.
One reason for a lack of sleep or a lack of quality sleep may be a shortage of melatonin in a person. But now, scientists say the hormone may also kick up your sex life a notch.
And you know, I understand that he has a couple of different workouts.
Uh-huh.
One workout, he holds a tic-tac in each hand,
uh-huh,
and does curls. And then when he really wants to increase, he puts a cufflink in each hand and does curls. And that's what I hear about that new workout plan.
That's right.
Melatonin.
Melatonin helps you sleep. Now they think it will help your sex life as well.
The road to Melville.
It worked in rats, anyway. Researchers say that rats showing no interest in sex were injected with low doses of the stuff and became sexually active.
Oh, well done.
There was a similar success with rats who were interested in sex but unable to ejaculate. Scientists point out, you know, just picturing that with a rat. The scientists point out, however, that when taken orally, melatonin will still make you sleepy.
That's the only way to take melatonin, incidentally.
Orally?
Orally.
You're looking, Mel.
One more, please, Buzz.
Okay, let's make it this one. Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller is going after yet another pretty magician.
I really thought you were going to say he's going under the knife.
No, not yet. Someday we'll have that story.
Okay.
But for now, after years of lampooning the likes of David Copperfield, the portly Penn now has his sights set on illusionist David Blaine.
David Copperfield.
Blaine is the guy who appeared to be buried alive in New York. Gillette says Blaine's specialty is actually just doing nothing.
Hi, this is Penn of Penn & Teller, and I love to listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mayer. but I've been known to lie.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Hi, this is Pena Penagella. I wouldn't be caught dead listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Right.
Can you say it with me?
Reverse psychology.
He gets it. Hey. Penn calls Blaine a marginally attractive man in a field full of repulsive people.
You know, yeah. There's something, I've seen those David Blaine shows, and I'm really glad that, but, you know, he's just the kind of guy I'd like to see him exposed.
David Blaine, meanwhile, tells the Daily News, I'd like to see Penn put himself in a coffin for a week. I'd show up every day for that.
Well, you certainly showed him the Blaine.
Those capsules should have been there yesterday, Mrs. Blaine.
Exactly. Right there, it's time for call number 100 and a prize package we've selected especially for you.
You know, I'm just thinking about capsules and medication.
Right, sure,
right.
Of course.
And, you know, I was going all last week, I was very sick. Nobody sent me a Get Mel card. I don't know why not.
We wanted to wait till you were Mel.
Okay. Call 100 now, 877-365-3636. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can we ever repay you?
No, a reward would be good. For some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I have to look pretty nice.
Two of God's little brown gems.
Here we are.
Don and Mike.
It's where we go tonight. Want to make sure we thank everybody again that listens to the show every day on WJFK FM in Washington, D.C.
Man, you guys did it for us again, and we cannot tell you how grateful we are.
More record-setting ratings. Number one in 40 categories. That's never happened before.
That's right.
Number one 12-plus. Number one across the board. Who knows, the prick from the post might have to write something about it.
Thanks for making us the highest-rated show in Washington. We're appreciative of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Higher than any of the morning shows, too.
There you go.
Listen, thank you. We will have a big appreciation party as soon as I'm sure I'm off the IVs.
Very good.
That's when they're going to schedule it. Next Friday on the show, we're giving away a trip for two to Rome, Italy.
Italy.
The ultimate James Bond collection, now available, VHS and DVD. Six classic 007 titles are available, including Octopussy, Diamonds Are Forever, You Only Live Once, Twice,
sure.
A View to Kill from Russia with Love, and The Living Daylights. That's next Friday,
mm-hmm.
A free trip to Italy. Now here's Buzz.
Oh, we're looking forward to that ratings party, so get Mel soon.
Oh, and tomorrow on the show, Dennis coming by to look at porno. Also tomorrow, Mr. 40's coming by.
All right.
Oh. I got to pay him his $100 for a trip to Detroit.
That's right.
And tomorrow, Keith Olbermann from Fox will be on to talk about the Subway Series.
No.
Big show tomorrow.
Yeah. In sports, Washington Redskins quarterback Brad Johnson says, yes, he has suspended his contract talks with the team, and he says he will become a free agent at the end of this season. Last season, Johnson led the team to its first playoff appearance in 7 years, but the team's busting at its salary cap seams already, and Brad's agent says the Skins have made quarterback their last priority.
And Rob just wrote me a note. He wants me to mention he'll be giving away more cereal tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Right. Frankenberry.
Yum.
He wrote that with like 3 exclamation points.
There you go.
More cereal tomorrow.
Important to Rob. A wide receiver, Tony Martin, will miss Miami's Monday night game with the New York Jets. Martin has a broken left foot. He re-injured it Monday. Now the key player is out for 2 to 3 weeks. The Jets, meanwhile, may be without the services of center Kevin Mawai. He has a sprained left foot and missed practice today for the first time in 10 years.
Hmm.
It's official. It'll be a Subway Series. The Yankees got on board last night with a come-from-behind win over Seattle. Game one,
go Mets!
Game one of that series, the Yankees versus the Mets, is Saturday. It's the first Subway Series for New York in 44 years.
Come on, what was that, Mike?
I didn't say anything.
Come on, Mets!
I'm betting the Yankees will beat the Mets. But
let's go Mets!
But I'm not doing so totally enthusiastic.
Be out the power!
Go Yankees. Yeah.
Let's go Mets!
Okay.
Mets all the way! Make the Big Apple come out of that thing when they hit the home run there.
History has its price. Box seats that normally go for $160 are already getting bids of $750 and more on the Internet.
And incidentally, if they really wanted to make this a great Subway Series,
Yes,
it would make all the players wear Subway uniforms. I mean, like...
Brown and yellow?
Yeah, Subway sandwich shop uniform.
Baltimore football fans are bitter about the treatment they say they got when they visited the Washington Redskins Sunday.
Now, there's no need for them to be bitter. Why don't they come down and play the Cowboys?
Before the game, fans say they heard the stadium announcer say very clearly, Ravens fans suck.
Ravens fans suck, I do.
The fans of both teams had been asked to acknowledge themselves. The Redskins say they're not aware of anything happening like that and that...
you couldn't hear it.
If it happened, quote, we absolutely apologize, but the NFL is looking into that, and the league is also looking at accusations that the Skins played loud music and incited the home crowd with announcements after the Ravens left their offensive huddles.
And again, our recommendation is fire Bruce Kelly and hire Rob Spiewak back for the job he was born for.
That's right.
Rob Spiewak respected in NFL circles, being the Redskins on-field announcer. He loved the job.
Right. And by the way, the Washington Redskins today refunded the $120 they charged the Baltimore Ravens for parking their buses at the last game. So, you know, the team with a heart, Don.
That is.
Finally, in Spain, just like here, sexual harassment is against the law. But in Spain, touching a female co-worker's buttocks doesn't count as sexual harassment.
Really? Where's Stacy?
A court in Madrid made that ruling today in the case of a man who was fired from a company that makes fake pearls. The company fired the man for repeatedly patting the bottoms of female workers and for repeatedly making sexually explicit remarks.
Has Miss Bobby left yet?
But the court has ordered the company to give that man his job back and to give him $123,000 in damages.
Hey, I tell you right now, I'd like to have sex with you. May I pat your bottom again?
The court says that while touching a co-worker's butt is obscene, firing is too severe a punishment. In its ruling, the court said, and I quote, that's not as serious as sexual harassment.
Hello, Libby.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No, just a little time. Yeah, that's it. We gotta go. Back tomorrow with a whole new episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Yeah, you sure are. What's your name?
This is Dana.
Dana, where are you from?
Owings Mills.
Dana, you won the DVD copy of Diamonds Are Forever, the ultimate James Bond collection. Now available on VHS, special edition DVD. Six classic 007 titles. Now available. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Hold the line. And for everybody listening to us in New York, get ready for Ron and Fez.
Hey!
Now it's your chance to call. Same phone number, 877-365-3636. And call 100... from the tri-state area, gets the DVD copy of From Russia with Love.
Very good.
James Bond collection available on VHS special edition DVD. Classic 007 titles now available. So if you're listening to us on WNEW, call now, because this contest is just for ye.
Good luck, Subway Series people.
Yeah, let's go Mets.
For Yankees.
We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode, all the stuff I mentioned. Dennis and Mr. 40 and Buzz bringing his pornos in and Keith Olbermann coming in.
Yeah.
I'm getting set to go out to California to be on King of Queens, and Mike's getting set for the announcing of the President's Cup.
It's going
to
be a big week for the show and lots of stuff to talk about next week.
Here we go. Got to get out of here now, though. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob? Buddy. Throw your beret, trusted friend. Throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might
just
make it
as
long.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Let's see Bruce Kelly do that.
Yeah.
Nice. We will see you tomorrow.
See you later, Red.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Santa Day is here saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. Let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.